If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Now, which sex is your oldest?
We have a boy, Joshua, that's 16.
Now, he's not going to want to spend much time with all those other boys in their room come pretty here a couple of years.
You are a talented son of a bitch.
If you have food and you have dinner, you have steak and you have a baked potato, and then you have dessert, you have ice cream, and then you put whipped cream on top of the ice cream. The whipped cream is dessert.
Gee, your station has a lot of problems.
2/3 of Americans say it's not worth fighting.
So?
So, you don't care what the American people think?
No, I think you cannot be blown off course by the fluctuations in the public opinion.
Thank you for pointing that out. You're the smartest guy I know.
And now.
All right. Ready? Come on, guys. Early worm gets the worm.
Another worm? Like, are they friends?
This early bird gets the worm.
Our feature presentation.
I think we're going to miss Vice President Dick Cheney.
I was thinking the exact same thing. He's the best.
It's really hard to find people that grouchy and surly in public because they always try to, like, put on a good face.
Right.
Not him.
I kind of respect him for that, the fact that he's willing to say, this is what I believe, and if you don't like it, suck it. I mean, I think that's a little bit refreshing. You know, because you're absolutely right, because most people are trying to be out there making everyone like them.
Right.
And that what ends up happening is you become disingenuous and you say things you don't mean. Dick Cheney just doesn't say it if he doesn't believe it most of the time.
But don't you have to at least give people the idea that their opinion matters most of the time?
I mean, since you are representing them,
right, I mean,
there's that whole thing.
Don't care.
So is the best.
It really is. It's just that's a conversation ender.
Yeah. I'm going to try to start working so in. I think I need to make that a part of because I think I give too much to the people.
That's
don't you.
You? Too kind, too giving, yes.
That's what I think. I'm too respectful of others' opinions as it is.
That's correct.
I need to take a page from the very successful Dick Cheney's playbook and start working in a little so because it just, I don't know, it makes me happy.
Plan A, so. Plan B, shotgun to the face. Those are your two options.
You're right.
One or the other.
Hard to argue with that.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday, the 17th of Poon.
Giggity, giggity, giggity.
Wow. That was an exceptional one. I don't think I've heard that one yet.
Fantastic.
How is everybody? Lisa? Bean?
Fine.
What's going on?
Watching the marriages yesterday.
What's the marriages?
You know, the women getting married.
The gays.
And mostly watching big, fat Gloria Allred's face right in the camera.
Of course.
The whole ceremony. There's the side of her face.
What a surprise.
Now, why is she involved, Lisa? I heard a little bit of the tape, but I didn't hear. I mean, did she somehow represent one of the couples through the court system to try to get them married? Is that what happened?
I didn't know that until I saw her face yesterday, and I'm just assuming she was involved somehow, but I have no idea. Or she just showed up.
Heard there were going to be cameras.
Yeah, there was cameras there.
There's never been a bigger camera whore than her.
Ever. Never. God, let them have their freaking moment on camera. They've only been waiting like 50 years.
I was telling Mike about some of the coverage that I heard on KNX this morning. And Mike, you had a warning for the people who want to show up and protest the gay marriages today?
The phrase they shouldn't be using, because it's a little outdated.
Yeah, you can't do it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Are you calling a moratorium on that?
It's 2008. Really? I know you are, but what am I? Is out the door to stop it with that. Guy was delivering it too, like burn.
He really was.
You gay guy, I wrecked you. You've never heard that. Revolutionary. Woo!
It's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Oh, I have Doc looking for the tape because it is so funny. Mike is so right. The guy delivered it as if this is the Widowmaker, man. You're going to get back in your gay little car and you're going to drive back to your gay little house and you're going to forget about this whole gay marriage thing once you hear what I have to say. And he just screamed it. It was awesome.
Good time.
Did he yell face at the end of it?
He might as well have.
Or burn?
He might as well have. It was, stop it. Go home, think of something good. If you're going to go and protest.
Give it some thought, people. That's all we're saying.
In his defense, it was Adam and Eve, and it was not Adam and Steve.
Well, I mean, technically, that's true.
That's accurate, right?
Yeah. That is true, yeah. But it may have lost some of its effectiveness, I think, over the years, is what Mike is suggesting. I think I'm right there with him.
You think by now that he needs to move on to plan B?
Yeah. Like, go home. So. That would be plan B. Just go home.
Right.
I don't care if the gays get married. I don't. But if Megan Fox, I swear to God, if Megan Fox goes through and marries Brian Austin Green, that is where the government needs to step in and say, unacceptable. Yeah. They're engaged, you know.
I guess I forgot that she was with him.
And let me tell you about this. She's Megan Fox.
Right.
Okay? You with me?
Yeah.
Sure.
He's Brian Austin Green. That's what I'm talking about.
And he looks horrible.
Does he?
Like, it'd be one thing if he was like, you know, he had no career and he's really fallen off the face of the earth, but the guy's really held up well and he's super handsome. You gotta cut him some. He looks a mess. He's death incarnate.
Yeah.
You know? I don't understand. The only thing I can think of is that she agreed to marry him before Transformers. So, like, she was just a struggling actress, and she saw him as someone who had some success.
Right. So you're saying that she's had success, she can move on?
Yeah. I mean, now she
can do better now.
She needs to rethink this now.
Well, that's what people do. They do trade up.
Absolutely. But, I mean, why, as hot as she is, why would she settle for Brian Austin Green? I mean, he was on freaking Beverly Hills 90210 15 years ago.
King of Mexico says she has his name tattooed on her waist.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. Well, that's not a deal breaker with Megan Fox, but still.
Maybe they're soulmates, Bean. You forget. There's like a whole other aspect to relationships other than the success you've had in life.
Huh? There is a new way to get a facial.
Well,
no! Stop it.
I'm just saying that's the marriage that California, the state of California needs to stop. That's all I'm saying.
God, she's hot. Playboy hot.
Yeah, it's not fair. It's not fair.
Look, if she marries him, it won't last. They're actors, and they live in California.
Come on. Have that consolation?
Yeah.
So that consolation is by the end of the year.
Five years, max. Probably not even. Yeah. It'll be fine, boys.
None of us could ever in a billion years land her, but she needs to be available.
Yeah,
that's
just
a feeling.
Absolutely.
What if? You never know.
I'm already planning how I would fix the Brian tattoo situation, like when we're married.
Oh, how you change it so it...
I was thinking...
Does it say Brian or does it say Brian Austin Green?
I think it just says... If it just says Brian, I would get a tattoo of Brian the dog from the Family Guy next to it. That's good. I've already thought of that.
Good.
All right. Oh, good. So you guys know.
I like it. So you have
I've got a plan to cover that tattoo temporarily.
Oh, dear.
What? I just spit his coffee up his nose.
No, I just... But I'm...
That's not coffee. All right.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Okay.
I don't know. After this start, maybe not.
I don't know if you guys heard, but R. Kelly, innocent on all counts.
That guy. What would he need him for?
The guy had sex with the girl on TV.
Yeah, he did. But there wasn't enough evidence.
There was video of the crime. There was video. I mean, this is more than...
Bean and
Screw
I
him.
Said from the very beginning he was going to walk.
I know.
He just knew.
Well, anyway, we'll talk about that today. We'll talk to our token black listener, Anel, too, and find out what's going on with that.
Okay. He's got a lot of explaining to do. I know it's quite a burden we put on his shoulders to explain the actions of all blacks everywhere, but that's his job.
You guys, forget about this magic. Checks under the bed, then opens the dresser.
He looks at the closet. I pull out my Beretta. Now, to be honest with y'all, the Beretta, I really needed a rhyme word for dresser, you know, and Beretta just came out. But at the same time, it makes sense. That's the interesting thing about Trapped in the Closet.
Uh-huh.
When it's rhyming all the way through, if you notice. Some people don't even notice because they be so into the story that they don't really realize that there's rhyming all the way through this Trapped in the Closet.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it even more interesting, you know. And I don't even know how that happens, but it just comes off like that.
It's just magic. It's just it's
what
magic.
Are you talking about?
There's ramen.
Dresser and Beretta. That's the rhyme that just came out. He doesn't know how it happens that
it's
way.
Magical.
It just does. Also, today we're going to play you some more clips from Spencer Pratt on Letterman.
Yes.
Ooh, I haven't seen this yet.
I mean, if the guy started out trying to create the most hateable character ever, right on track.
Yeah.
I won't go to a club now for less than $100,000.
It does seem like he's playing a part. Like, that can't be real. He can't actually act like that, right?
Right, exactly. No one's,
he's not an actor.
No one can be that douchey.
Clueless. Douchey, yeah. I mean, he has no business being on the couch on the David Letterman show.
Right.
And he's sitting there mouthing off and looking at his watch and just spewing his Spencerisms.
Why is Letterman having him on is a better question.
Yeah, it is.
Got to be ratings. Got to have looked at it and go, well, that's a popular show. Let's have him on.
It's also New Music Tuesdays. The Offspring and Coldplay both come out today, so we'll give you some clips of those.
Okay.
Funny man D.L. Hughley in the studio. And this morning we are going to talk to a certain Los Angeles Laker named Sasha Vujacic.
Yeah!
Ooh, how about that?
And he's in Boston for a little game tonight. So we're very excited to talk to him.
A little game that you will not be able to go to Staples Center and see because one guy ruined it for everybody.
Yeah. Oh, really? They're not doing it again?
Yep.
Can you believe
it?
Because of the dude from the Celtics?
Because
well,
of that one Celtics
up.
Fan, yeah.
Well, he needed to be beat up.
He was hit with a chair.
Well?
I don't think he needed that.
Well?
It was like him and like 10 guys
did.
Took him on.
I think he did.
Well, that's why you can't go to Staples Center.
You're
going to
show up
tonight.
At Staples Center wearing Celtics stuff.
And then mouth off?
On a game that is on TV. It's not even there. So you could watch it on TV if you're a Celtics fan. You go down to the Staples Center to mouth off to people. You need a chair to the head.
All right.
That's it. They did the right thing.
Okay. And you'll be at home.
I'm glad we're all agreed on that. All right.
Ralph Garman is here with the Showbiz Beat for Tuesday morning. Ralph, what the hell are people talking about?
Well, I may have some good news for you, Bean.
Oh, fantastic.
Although Megan Fox says that, at least her people say, that she's still happily engaged to Brian Austin Green.
Yes.
Star Magazine is talking about the rumors that they may no longer be engaged.
Yay!
By the fact that the actress has been seen around town not wearing her engagement ring any longer.
Oh,
recently at the MTV Movie Awards, there were photos taken of her, and they spotlight the fact that she's no longer wearing her ring.
Bless
Excuse
you.
Me.
Wow.
So there may be good news.
You're with us on that. She is not allowed to marry him, right?
No. No.
That's a crime against nature and humanity and God and man and everything.
Yeah. You know, species should stay together. You know, you got to marry within the same species. Brian Austin Green does not qualify.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would do everything to her. I would wreck that chick.
So there's hope.
Thank God.
So it's good news for me, and I have bad news for me.
Oh, really?
What?
According to Star Magazine, Zac Efron... Girl, holla! Doesn't like to shower.
Oh, that's okay. I don't mind.
Oh, you like him stinky and sweaty?
Well, he was gonna get sweaty anyway when I was down.
Oh my God!
Just saying.
Wow.
It might be a little sick.
Yeah, me too.
That's the way I like it.
Star Magazine says that Zach is too busy working out, playing basketball, and working. To really get a chance to shower thoroughly, so sometimes he just opts not to.
That's not a deal breaker when it comes to my sweet Zach.
Apparently, he's not your sweet Zach at all. He's your sour Zach,
yes.
funky Zach.
How busy can you be, really? That you can't take a shower, really?
I'm just saying. Kevin can't comprehend that. Kevin will be running 20 minutes late. Miss the open of the show. Hear it in his when he wakes up. He'll tune into K-Rock and hear us talking. Still has to take time out, go grab a shower before he gets in the car.
Not that bad to take a shower.
It's not bad. I'm not saying it's bad to take a shower, but sometimes you forego one, but you
Right, sometimes you forego one, but in his particular case, it's a habit.
When was the last time you ever forewent a shower?
I don't know. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Yeah.
I'm a shower fan, too. Believe me, it's not my choice, but I'm willing to forgive it.
The Vatican has banned Ron Howard and Tom Hanks from shooting the sequel to The Da Vinci Code. On church property.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
That's not surprising.
Angels and Demons, I guess, is the... it's technically a prequel, I guess, to the Da Vinci Code. The book came out first before that one did. But the church says it slanders Catholicism and is, in their quote, an offense against God.
Wow. We haven't seen it yet. Let's hold it.
It's
hold
an offense against God, this movie.
It must be really,
bunch
really
of douchebags.
How easily offended is God, by the way, if a movie from Ron Howard can offend him? Yeah, I'm running the universe. But, hey, what? That movie, oh, that hurts my feelings. Now I'm angry.
He's already been offended by the book. It's not like they don't already know what's in it.
Yeah. Vatican also said that Tom Hanks' hair in the first film was unacceptable to God.
Wow.
And so they, I agree. They banned it for that reason as well.
That's a good reason.
You want to hear something you won't believe?
Sure.
Will I Am?
Don't believe it.
Of the Black Eyed Peas?
No, yeah. That's not the part you can't believe.
Has a new girlfriend, if you believe Star Magazine.
Okay.
He's dating Tila Tequila.
Oh!
What a horrible choice.
What did he do to deserve that?
I have no idea. Apparently, the couple was first seen publicly at the MTV Movie Awards.
No. Has he seen her?
And recently, they kissed and held hands at the Maxim Hot 100 party in Hollywood on May the 21st.
Does this mean she did not find true love on Shot at Love 2?
I'm guessing not.
What the?
Hate to be a spoiler.
He's choosing her on purpose? He has options?
That's what I reckon.
What the?
Yeah, apparently they're a couple. So. More Hollywood couple news. Jessica Simpson is apparently upping the ante in her feud with Carrie Underwood.
I didn't know there was one.
She has a feud?
Oh, Lisa, you don't know about the feud?
No.
What's the feud about?
Is it both country singers now?
Well, there's that, but also Carrie Underwood is Tony Romo's ex-girlfriend.
Oh. Didn't know that either.
I see.
And there are tons of stories in the tabloid saying that Tony still has feelings for Carrie Underwood, even though he's dating Jessica Simpson.
Okay.
And so Jessica's now playing hardball. See, Carrie is an avowed vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
And so recently, Jessica Simpson's been seen about town wearing a t-shirt that reads, "Real girls eat meat."
Oh, what a burn!
That is mean.
In your face, Carrie Underwood.
I saw that picture of her yesterday, and I couldn't figure out why she would choose a t-shirt like that. Mm-hmm. It seemed like an odd thing to advertise, but it makes total sense now.
It's a sex thing, Bean.
Burn!
Well, that's what's hoping.
Meanwhile, PETA, as you can imagine.
Yeah. Oh, dear God.
Not happy about her choice in t-shirt. Recently jumped at the opportunity to release a statement regarding her t-shirt.
Oh, good.
Goes as follows. Jessica Simpson's meaty wardrobe malfunction makes us thankful that no one is looking to her for food advice. Chicken of the sea, anyone? The woman who thought that buffalo wings came from buffaloes would benefit from some good veggie brain food.
Who's writing these? Fourth graders?
And by the way, it's not Adam and Steve. It's Adam and Eve. They continued.
You guys, why does Tony Romo date the stupidest women on earth?
That's a great
Carrie's
question.
Not stupid.
She's not real
Carrie's
smart.
Carrie's not stupid.
Oh, come on.
She's not a
she's
smart
not.
Girl.
You
she's
are
fine.
Basing that
she's
on nothing,
singer,
by the way.
But not a smart
yeah,
girl.
She seems pretty dumb.
What are you basing on the fact that she's not stupid?
I'm saying
on?
She's not Jessica
Simpson.
She can
Simpson, sing dumb. Because she's a country star.
No, she's got to be smart. No,
no.
I've seen her on a lot of shows and interviewed a lot. I mean, she seems fine. She's like a pretty regular chick. She doesn't seem dumb like Jessica does.
She seems dumb.
Carrie Underwood
dumb.
Seems pretty normal to me.
If you had a reality show following Carrie Underwood around with a camera, you would see plenty of dumb, I'm sure, just like we did with Jessica Simpson.
But Jessica is kind of in a class all her own when it comes to dumb.
Sure.
I mean, she rules dumbland.
Yes, rules
but largely
dumbland.
Because
my new that was typical Jessica.
Because she was exposed because of that show. Stupidly, she opened up her world to.
But you can watch one interview from Jessica Simpson and see how stupid she is. Carrie Underwood, I've seen dozens of times on television. She never has struck me that way.
I have her SAT results right here.
She's like a regular chick. That's all. I'm not saying that.
Carrie Underwood. She's developed cold fusion.
in his defense, he's kind of right. I mean, like the Pussycat Dolls didn't have a reality show. I've watched one interview with them, and I know they're dumb. I know they're dumb. And I've seen a couple interviews.
Actually, they did have a reality show, Mike.
They did.
They had a full show.
They were all over
okay,
that show.
Okay, fine. I didn't watch.
Okay, they had a show.
Okay.
All right. In my defense, they had a show, but I didn't see it.
If you watch Nicole Scherzinger once, one interview, you know she's dumb. I think Bean makes a good point that you could see interviews with Carrie Underwood where she seems like she's not Jessica dumb.
Shut up, man. Are you homosexual?
I saw Carrie Underwood do a tracheotomy in the field.
Bean just randomly saying things. Oh, Britney Spears had a busy weekend in Las Vegas.
Oh,
oh good.
No.
Apparently she took off for Sin City just to enjoy some sun and... apparently, she popped into a clothing optional resort called Bear while she was there.
Don't tell me. She didn't take it off, did she?
She did. Yeah.
It's bad news.
Back to you.
DJ Kevin Ryder.
Coincidentally, her ex-husband Kevin Federline was also in town to pick up his Father of the Year award.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So Britney's there. Kevin's there. Who's watching the kids?
Hmm.
Guess not dad of the year wasn't watching the kids.
Father of the year, right there.
Mom of the century apparently was not watching the kids.
Probably someone responsible.
I think so.
Kids were best off
probably
at that moment.
Carrie Underwood, because she's a freaking genius. She can do it all. She can watch kids, she can cook, she can sing, and she can translate the original Latin version of the Bible left-handed.
You know what's great about a quill pen. You know what's great about Las Vegas, you guys, is the buffets.
My first memory is I just love the buffets in Las Vegas. I love the flan. It has a lot of sugar, and it tastes less fattening because it's European dessert. And then I just like some of the syrup, flan syrup.
Tom Bean's setting up his own clips.
Yeah, but that one was worth it.
Yeah, totally.
I missed Oto.
When
he killed a dude, I heard it was nice.
That's what I heard too. Yeah.
When Brittany was in Las Vegas, was she staying at a hotel?
The reason why I like the hotel is because it's a 5-star or 4-star hotel and it's very clean. And then the girls are just so beautiful. 5'8", 5'9".
Okay, that was a stretch.
Metallica has picked a name for its long-awaited new album. Band announced it on its official website over the weekend that the new CD will be called Death Magnetic.
Death Magnetic.
Death Magnetic.
Sounds like a superhero.
By the way.
What? Death,
what was that sound?
We're not talking about the Incredible Hulk, Lisa.
It sounds so masculine.
You want to hear a clip from the Metallica CD?
Hulk right there.
What? Metallica CD? You want
sure,
hear a clip?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
How great is male ass?
Wow, different direction.
No, I think you're thinking the new Judas Priest CD that comes out today. That's a clip from Judas Priest's new CD, Nostradamus.
That actually could be.
It is Tuesday. That means new CDs and DVDs are in stores. Judas Priest, as I mentioned, has a new disc. Nostradamus is the name of that. Viva La Vida, of course, by Coldplay, finally hits stores today. Rise and Fall, Rage and Grace by The Offspring, also in stores. And One of the Boys by Katy Perry, who has the number one single in the world right now with I Kissed a Girl. New DVDs as well in stores. Fool's Gold, the Matthew McConaughey Kate Hudson tour de force, available now for your viewing pleasure, as is Be Kind Rewind with Jack Black and Mos Def. You can check that out as well. TV on DVD, Jericho, the second season.
Oh,
I'm so excited.
I bought three copies just in case. I burn one out while I'm watching it. And Californication.
That's good.
Duchovny series, season one, now available on DVD.
Great.
So you can catch up if you missed any of that show, which is very entertaining. He's a funny dude.
He is.
Today's celebrity birthdays, actor-comedian Will Forte from Saturday Night Live is 38 years old today. Greg Kinnear. I was just thinking the other day, where's Greg Kinnear been? I haven't seen him
in a movie
in a while.
That's
true.
Since
Little
Miss Sunshine,
right? I think I haven't seen him. Yeah. He's 45 years old today. Thomas Hayden Church. You know him, of course, from Wings and Ned and Stacy. Probably mostly from his movies, including Spider-Man 3. He is 47 years old today. And Barry Manilow, King of the Queens.
Barry Manilow. What a joke.
So stupid.
And boring as hell.
Yeah, no kidding.
You couldn't pay me to go to that thing. Just look at all the idiots.
All the dumbass Manilow fans.
Yep. In a nutshell.
Says it all.
That hurts.
He's 62. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Q 1 hour from right now, just after 7 o'clock, we're going to talk to Sasha Vujicic from the Los Angeles Lakers from Boston.
Great.
That is a name that I have a great deal of trouble with, by the way. Vujicic.
Well, yeah, the just C's, like Kevin do it.
The C's are just like CH. I'm not sure why, but it's a European BS thing.
By the way, I didn't know yesterday, Kevin's the one who told me that he's from some country called Slovenia, which I didn't really know existed.
I didn't say that. Mike said that.
No, but it's true. He is from Slovenia, it turns out.
Oh, then I said it.
That's what I'm saying. A country that if I were on Jeopardy, would have told you doesn't exist. What the hell is Slovenia? Well, it sounds like it's made up.
It's what it is. It's one of those whack countries, I think, that came out of the Balkans when Yugoslavia fell. They just started making up names.
Just wacky named countries.
Also, highlights, if you want to call it that, of Spencer Pratt from The Hills on the Letterman show. Letterman just served him the other night. It was very, very funny. And comedian D.L. Hughley is going to be on the program later on today, too. First, though, our old friend Tom Cruise back in the news. You know, it doesn't seem like a week goes by without something new that's interesting about Tom Cruise. And you're not going to believe what he bought recently. So let's welcome the Mission Impossible star, soon to be appearing in Mission Impossible 4. Back to the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Good morning, Tom.
I love Katie.
Okay, we weren't asking about that, but I'm very happy that you guys are doing well.
Good morning, Kevin Bean. How are you?
We're very good. How are you?
I'm good.
See the In Touch article about your automobiles?
I did not see that, no. What are they saying about? What lies are they spreading about me now?
Well, they say that you love cars. You have car collection. You have practical everyday cars. You got classic collectibles,
yes,
high-powered
yes,
sports cars.
That's true.
Apparently, you just bought a fleet, and I don't know how many that is, but a fleet of bulletproof and bomb-proof vehicles.
That's correct.
Bulletproof and bomb-proof.
That's right. I do have bulletproof and bomb-proof cars now.
Are you moving to Palestine? What on earth would you need?
I love Jews.
I'm just saying, it seems like it.
Yes, Tom. Yes, Tom. Yes, Tom. I'm right here. Tom. Yes, Tom.
Don't be glib. Listen, I have to protect my family and myself. At
okay.
all times.
And you've had a recent spat of bullet/bomb attacks?
Yes, Mr. Smarty Pants. Actually, I have.
I think we would have heard.
I've done the research, okay? I know about bombs. I know about bullets. Did you know that some people are using bullets as street drugs?
People are snorting bullets. I don't believe that's true.
They are snorting bullets and blowing their brains out.
It's just
if you inhale quickly enough,
not,
the bullet goes
ammunition.
Right through your brain, that's right out the top of your skull.
But you live in, like, Bel Air or Beverly Hills. I mean, how dangerous is it?
Down! Get down!
What the hell?
Incoming!
What's happening?
Freaking Ed McMahon.
What?
Ed McMahon's all cheesed off because he can't sell his house.
Taking it out of the neighborhood?
Yeah.
Wow, no wonder.
You gotta be careful.
So you need these cars because everywhere you go is a war zone, apparently.
Listen, you never know when you might have to save a life. Or whether an agent of Xenu might be around the corner. So you must take every precaution you can to protect yourself.
I see.
I thought Xenu was...
What? Get down! Get
Tom?
Down! Whew. People who see Vanilla Sky. Only me alone, some
still?
Of those people, yeah.
They still want their money
they
back?
They want their money back. I can't afford to pay everybody back. I went to see that movie.
That was kind of a crappy movie.
Yeah. But as you can see, I need protection.
Well, I didn't realize that you were getting attacked like this. Like Lisa said, I would think we would have heard about that.
Yeah.
No, you don't hear about that stuff in the news. Hmm. Only the lies they spread about me, like Dr. Drew Pinsky.
Yeah.
With his lies.
Well,
he's
not a Nazi at all. He was just saying that maybe you had a rough childhood and that you're compensating by looking for the security of something like Scientology. Tom?
Down!
Tom? What? Who's that?
Stryker.
Really? Yeah.
From K-Rock?
Yeah, every time I say something bad about Dr. Drew, he comes at me.
No.
Where did he get the weapons like that, Tom?
Weapons store? I guess. I don't know. I didn't do the research on that one.
Wow. You're willing to admit that.
Yes.
Well, apparently we were wrong, and apparently everything you bought is actually needed, it
Absolutely,
sounds like.
Absolutely, because...
Get down!
Uh-oh.
Get down!
Uh-oh. Trouble. Wow.
Ralph was talking a few minutes ago about how it is Tuesday. That means new CDs, new DVDs in store today, including Katy Perry, who has that I Kissed a Girl song. That album comes out today. But there are a couple other mainstays, a couple other big-time K-Rock artists that you've been waiting a long time for new records, and they both hit stores today.
Coldplay has Vida La Vida. That comes out today. We were talking to Chris Martin when he was in the studio not too long ago about the title.
If you don't like the first title, Viva La Vida, you can call it Death and All His Friends. We knew that a lot of people would say the Ricky Martin thing.
Sure.
So we said, well, let's give it another title. So it's not really the whole title in one. It's two. It's a choice of two.
Viva La Vida or Death and All His Friends. I don't care for it.
Here's the track, Viva La Vida. Playing that one here on K-Rock for a while.
Love it.
Fantastic song. Here's a song called Cemeteries of London.
I always think that artists run out of lyrics, so they go singing la 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 la.
It's a good theory.
Here's one called Yes, and Chris Martin sings extraordinarily low on this one. This is not the lowest that he sings on the song, but it's a strange sounding song for them. And a lot of times artists say we tried to separate ourselves from what we used to sound like, create something new, and sounds pretty much the same as it did before. But this this is a good step forward for them, I think. If you don't when we had Chris Martin in, Bean was asking them about the first track because it's a strange kind of an just instrumental thing.
You took all the vocals off of it. It started out being a Coldplay song, and then you liked it too much, or what happened there?
It was a good song, but it didn't really work at the start of the album, and we wanted that riff, which is kind of our ringtone riff, to start the album. But with the big song, you know, it was sort of
we'd like to end the decade with that song. Yeah. See what I mean? So we're just gonna wait until next year to release that particular song.
Don't have any idea what that means?
I think I do. They were being a little bit cagey on that, but I think what their plan is to work for the next couple of years and then go away forever, or at least for a very, very long time.
Sure,
and
sound like that, yeah.
I think their plan is that instrumental that opens the album, they're going to put the vocal version and probably release it as a single from the Greatest Hits album that they'll say goodbye with.
Ah.
That's my impression, but I could be dead wrong.
Here's a little bit of the instrumental part of this song. It really does sound like there's vocals missing to me.
Yes, and that's exactly what he told us.
Yeah. I know.
I'd like to hear the vocals.
It sounds odd that they would do that. But so anyway, that Vida La Vida is in stores today from Coldplay. And the other big one that we feature a lot here on K-Rock is The Offspring, Rise and Fall, Rage and Grace. And we had Dexter and Noodles on the show live on our Cinco de Mayo show telling us about that.
Is Rise and Fall, Rage and Grace the new one? Is that kind of a continuation of where you've been? Is it similar, or has it been so long now that you guys have gone off and now it's a crazy, you know, reggae record?
Yeah. Jazz fusion.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it sounds like us, for sure. We always experiment and do a couple different things on a record, going back to Ignition or whatever, what have you. But,
right.
But yeah, I think it still sounds like us.
As you know, we've been playing Hammerhead, their first new release here on the world-famous K-Rock. We also started playing You're Gonna Go Far, Kid, with the name of this track from the new Offspring CD. With a thousand lies and a good day sky, hit 'em right between the eyes, hit 'em right between the eyes. When you walk away, nothing more to say. See the lightning in your eyes, see you running for the light.
They're right when they say it definitely sounds like Offspring, and that's a good thing when it comes to them. I don't need them to do anything but Offspring because they do it so well.
But you know what's weird is a lot of bands, if they do the same thing again, you kind of feel like they are just going over ground that they've already covered.
Yeah.
Unless they're great songwriters.
Yeah, why is the Offspring different? Because this does sound the same as old Offspring, and yet it's fantastic for that reason.
Yeah.
Strange. This is called the Half Truism. And let's do Christy, Are You Doing Okay? Which is the name of another song on the Offspring CD. Can you stay strong? Can you go on? Christy, are you doing okay? A rose that won't bloom, winter's kept you. Don't waste your whole life trying to get back what was taken away.
It's good to have those guys back.
Yes, it is. And as Bean mentioned a little bit earlier, Katy Perry has a new CD out called One of the Boys. And I don't know if you've seen her or not, but she's definitely not one of the boys.
Uh-huh.
Although the song that we've been playing, I Kissed a Girl. Going to be played at weddings all over Southern California today?
I'm sure it is.
And here's another song from Katy Perry's CD, One of the Boys, and it's called You're So Gay.
You're so gay and you don't even like boys.
So gay.
Right, that's that one. Katy Perry. One of the boys. So you can pick up all three of those today. Katy Perry, The Offspring, and Coldplay all have new CDs.
Very cool.
It's a good day for K-Rock music.
All week long here on K-Rock, we're giving away tickets to see Jack Johnson. Two great Southern California shows coming, UCLA and the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. Tickets go on sale this week. And get the details at krock.com. And Lindsay Schaefer from Long Beach is going. Plus, four times a day at 8, noon, 4, and 8, you also win tickets, plus a custom autographed Jack Johnson surfboard and VIP invites to barbecue with the man himself. That's going all week long right here on good old K-Rock.
All right, so if you've been listening for a long time, you understand that Bean does the show from Seattle. And every once in a while, we'll hear a noise coming through. Maybe it's his phone ringing. Maybe it's Jesus, his gardener. Comes a little
goddamn
early.
Leaf blower at 9:45.
Bean starts screaming at him at the top of his lungs.
One of his dogs playing tambourine in the background. We
right.
hear that sometimes.
Sometimes we hear that. Yeah.
Chin Ho's got a couple of tags at her collar. That's what's going on there.
Most of the time we can identify whatever the noise is that's coming through. Yesterday, we had some strange... We had the Great Gurgle Disaster. We have no idea what it was. We thought it was Bean, but he claims he didn't do anything or hear anything.
Well, so, it wasn't us, because we're all in the same room staring at each other while we talk.
Yeah, we'd know.
We would have heard somebody go, bleh.
Okay, so Bean said he didn't hear it. So, Bean, I'm going to play for it. I'm going to play it for you now. So this time, you will hear it for sure, and then we've got to figure out what the noise was. Here we go.
Catherine Slam, maybe her way.
What the F
did
was
you
that?
What was that noise?
I think that was Bean burping.
Did one of your pigs
gurgling?
Just come into the
no,
studio
I didn't,
there?
I didn't even hear a noise.
All right, here it is a little bit louder.
That's the noise.
Oh, Jesus.
That's what happened
That's
yesterday.
A wet one.
My dog makes that noise sometimes after she kind of goes.
It's called the bloat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some dogs
get what?
The bloat.
What is that?
The bloat.
When
too much air.
When you
right?
eat, when you're gulping down your food, their stomachs get bloated with air. So they call it the bloat. They call it the bloat. And so
make that sound?
Dogs just have a natural escape valve to get rid of that gas. If they gulp down their dog food, then they get rid of
now,
the bloat.
I don't think I didn't. I don't think I said it didn't happen.
Okay.
Or I just said I didn't hear it. That's
how
all
could
I said.
You not hear that coming from the bowels of your stomach?
What the heck is up with that?
I mean, what could that have been?
Can you play in context again during the conversation?
Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah, we'll play the whole thing again, and you can just tell. It was just kind of in a little break in Ralph's sentence.
Catherine Slam, maybe her way.
What the F was that?
What was that noise?
I think that was Bean burping.
Did one of your pigs
gurgling?
Just come into the
no,
studio
I didn't,
there?
I didn't even hear a noise.
All right, so burp, pig.
Yeah, it's only two choices, right?
Two
yeah.
options. Was there a pig near the microphone?
There were no pigs in the house at that time yesterday, no. So just to come for me. I can't even imagine that people who are listening on the radio actually could hear it, though. I mean, you guys hear it because you've got, you know, we got headphones on, we got it up loud and everything like that. But it probably didn't even come across to the listeners.
Let's slow it down.
What does that do for us?
It helps
analyze it.
It helps yeah. us analyze
do that again.
It.
How did a human being make that noise?
Sent down to the lab. The boys in CSI came up with that.
Wow, that definitely sounds like a shot for the grassy knoll now that you
oh
slowed
God.
It down.
Oh, see? That's what I'm...
I think there was a second belcher.
You think so?
Yeah, I think one.
There's someone
in
line
in the bushes. Yeah.
Wow.
Apparently, producer Alice is now officially grossed out. Now she's begging us to stop.
106.7 K Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:48.
You didn't send it back down to the lab,
well,
did you?
We wanted to do a little further
analysis.
Analysis. Thank you. So we did send it back to the lab to find out what this sound was.
Well, we slowed it down. I know we did that. What else could you do?
That
to
was
it?
Okay. So
apparently,
then,
for folks who just tuned in during the Weezer record, that's a sound that apparently came out of my neck yesterday on the show.
I don't know, neck. Your
that was the neck.
Waist somewhere. That's where it came
I'm
from.
I'm thinking pancreas.
So what we did was we turned it backwards. We reversed
that's smart.
It.
Smart. Oh, looking for hidden messages?
Hidden messages. Let's listen closely.
Bean's the devil.
Oh,
there
I
we
see.
Go.
All right.
Yeah. Well, it makes
sense.
No wonder Bean didn't know he was making the noise. It was whatever.
Bean's the devil.
He's possessed.
Whatever's possessed him is making the noise.
Wow.
Next thing, it's going to be pea soup, and his head's going to be spinning around.
That's not funny.
Oh, but it is.
6:49 of the Kevin and Bean Show. Sasha Vujacic is joining us after the news at 7 o'clock. What, did I screw it up again?
It's close.
For me,
it's Chich. Yeah, for you, it's pretty good.
Okay. Anyway, that guy who plays for that team that's playing that game tonight in Boston joins us after the news at 7 o'clock. And D.L. Hughley joins us in the 7 o'clock hour as well. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Tuesday. What's going on?
Worst hair in the NBA, would you say?
Bean says best.
I like Sasha's hair.
Well, that's what I mean.
We were talking to Money, and he said that he thinks he grew it longer because the refs would call a lot of fouls on him, thinking that he looked so young and inexperienced.
Sort of baby-faced?
Yeah. So he grew longer hair just so the refs would give him a little bit of a break.
Jeez, that guy looks greasy and dirty now. Well, we have to give him some calls because he's foul.
No, let's it just looks him. Like he's more experienced. Yeah, we'll ask him about that.
The Lakers are full of dudes with bad hair.
That's true.
They got Powell.
So are the Celtics, though.
They got Powell.
And they're a lot of Ferners. That's why. They're all Ferners. They don't know about the hair.
Kobe Carl is on the Lakers, and he is a homebred American who has the worst hair I've ever
seen. His name is Bryant. No. Kobe Bryant is the last name. MVP of the league, and you don't know the guy's name, you should be embarrassed.
What about Turioff, by the way, if you're talking about bad hair?
Oh, yeah. Well, he was smart enough to shave it off at one point.
A freaking ponytail.
Yeah, ridiculous. Sad news yesterday. You may have heard the passing of Stan Winston, one of the special effects geniuses, one of the greats in Hollywood history, the guy who gave us all the creatures from Jurassic Park, the aliens, Terminator.
And of most recently, the Iron Man armor was all his creation.
Oh, no
as
kidding.
Well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude.
He was one of the best, that's for sure.
Pretty young, too,
Oscar
wasn't he?
Winner. He died at the age of. Where the hell is it in this story?
We don't tell.
62. 62 years old. Yeah. It's a drag.
That's too young.
Passed away from multiple myeloma. Which I have no idea what that is. But you don't want a lot of them. You don't want multiple myeloma. One myeloma, you might be able to handle.
This
multiple,
is what it sounds like.
Beans the devil.
Yeah, that's what happens when you have multiple myeloma. Mm-hmm. Anyway, one of the greats in the industry, so his passing is sad news. And also sad news, you ready for another strike? Another showbiz strike?
No.
Not even a little bit.
Dear God, no.
The story coming from Variety newspaper this morning. Paralysis is fast setting in, says the story at its top. Apparently, all the major production companies are starting to put brakes on the productions of features and television shows for fear that the Screen Actors Guild will be calling a strike following June 30th, which is the expiration date of their deal with the production companies right now. So, looks like the TV business was just starting to get out from under the upheaval that was caused by the writer's strike, and now another threat of a work stoppage by actors has all the studios scrambling, trying to find contingency plans for the next fall season for television, especially.
Now, Ralph, you're our go-to guy to help us understand the strike in layperson's terms. Aren't they fighting about the same sort of thing that SAG just settled? Don't they have a blueprint they can look at and go, well, that's a good place to start?
That the WGA?
Yes.
Yes, and in fact, AFTRA, which is the other performers' union, American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, they have already come to that agreement with the production company, and now they are just waiting to see the results of the ratification vote from their rank and file, which will become known to us early in July. But SAG, however, doesn't like the deal that AFTRA made with the producers, and they feel like they'll be compelled to make the same deal if this deal gets ratified, so they're calling AFTRA members telling them to vote against the agreement.
Wow.
So that they can join them on the picket line should they decide to go on strike. So now there's a battle between the two performers' unions, as well as SAG and the production companies.
Are they at least meeting, though?
I don't know if they're currently in talks right now or not.
Because that's the most frustrating thing, is when they know eventually they're going to have to settle it, yet they go weeks at a time without even talking as the deadline gets closer.
Everything
that's what's frustrating.
Everything pretty much centers on whether the AFTRA deal will get ratified or not. Gotcha. If it does, odds are SAG will just have to make the same deal and then just sign off. If it doesn't, then AFTRA may be sympathetic with them if they decide to walk out. And the other potential is that the producers may stage a lockout on actors so that they can choose the time and period when production stops versus waiting for SAG to call a strike.
Good. So either side could stop it.
Yeah. So either way, unless things get settled, it's not good news for television fans especially. Some features are already in production, like Angels and Demons, Transformers 2. They were already started up in order to beat the deadline, but some TV shows would be affected if there was a stoppage in the in production. So, not good.
That's just not good.
It just isn't. The Game is playing games with 50 Cent again.
Uh-oh.
The release date for his new album has been pushed back. LAX is the name of the game's new CD that will hit stores on July 22nd.
After two postponements, Game originally had changed the date to June 24th, but the release date of 50 Cent's new album was supposed to be up that day, so Fitty pushed his disc back to July 1st, which made Game push his back to July 22nd.
No, no.
This keeps up. We may never see either of their albums, so it may not even matter.
But 50 Cent got so much publicity out of coming out the same day as Kanye last time. You think that he'd try to do that again? I mean, that did nothing but good things for him.
Yeah, they're trying to avoid each other this time. So. Hayden Christensen is trying to keep track of his girlfriend, Rachel Bilson.
Ooh. Me too, by the way.
I guess the two of them started a date when they did that Jumper movie together.
That's sure.
Freaking horrible Jumper movie. According to Star Magazine, he is so in love with Rachel, he's trying to get her parts in all his movies so they never have to be apart. Good idea.
Uh-oh. Don't do that
it
to her.
He was so successful in Jumper that I think we want to see that screen pairing forevermore.
It was remarkable. The number one thing that I walked out of Forgetting Sarah Marshall with on my mind was, how did she get so hot so fast? Because she's always attractive, but she just, in that movie, was unbelievable.
She was. She was beautiful.
I didn't see.
Was she
in that movie?
Yeah.
Was she in that movie?
Yeah. She was unbelievable. She looks like a young Angelina Jolie now.
Wow. Looked good in Jumper, but she's no actress.
Jennifer Aniston and John Mayer, still a couple. They were spotted out hanging out over the weekend at Joe Francis's home in Punta Mita, Mexico. Punta Mita, by the way.
Sounds dirty. I don't know.
I can't even tell you what the translation is. Apparently, she's been there before. She took Vince Vaughn there while they were dating.
So this is Jennifer's bone spot, I guess, in Mexico.
Wow. He's the Girls Gone Wild dude, right?
He is. He's the guy who is the mogul for Girls Gone Wild. And he's famous for lending his house to his A-list friends. Demi Moore recently celebrated her 45th birthday there. So I guess that's how he stays with the It crowd, is he's got a real cool house down there and he lends it out to celebs.
This is her David Copperfield Island that she takes him to?
She takes guys there and rapes them. That's right. Britney Spears may be moving to Calabasas, California.
Oh, good. Ed Kinsella's home.
TMZ.com reports that Brit has recently been checking out the same gated community that Travis Barker and other celebrities live in. The house would be closer to K-Fed's house in Tarzana, so when she visits her kids, she can be closer to them.
That would be nice.
Bunch of a-holes living in Tarzana, by the way.
Those people. K-Fed. That is true. That's the worst. That's the 99 of the valley right there.
Hey, hold on a minute.
So I'm saying white trash central.
So the cool kids are moving to the valley. That's what you're telling me.
No, I'm just saying.
Just not Tarzana.
I'm just saying. Meanwhile, another Britney news. The LAPD has decided not to charge her after she ran over the foot of that paparazzo
last year.
Of course, it's possible the guy could still file a lawsuit himself without a police report showing that she did something wrong. The evidence probably won't stand up in court, so she might be off the hook. But LAPD said no charges against Britney for running over that dude's foot.
I have no sympathy for the paparazzi that crowd around these celebrities' cars to take pictures. If they get run over, oh well.
You've got a freaking lens that can shoot through steel
from 100 miles
on the end of your camera. Right. Why do you need to climb up on top of the hood of a car and just jam your face up against the windshield? Seriously.
I don't have an answer to that.
This isn't the 1800s. You're not using a brownie to take the photograph. You can shoot her literally from hundreds of yards away. You could get a crystal clear photograph up close.
I don't know how it happened in the last few years. I mean, I guess there's just an insatiable appetite for celebrity photos now. But, I mean, I was on TMZ yesterday, and I'm seeing pictures of Misha Barton getting out of her car. And I'm thinking, you know, even 5 years ago, no one cared about most of these people. She's an actress who used to be on a TV show. Why do I need to see pictures of her every single day on the internet? But apparently somebody does.
She's getting out of the car, Bean.
It's true. They're just like us.
Come on.
They get out of cars.
They do.
My theory about the paparazzi madness is that mob mentality that you see anytime there are people in a crowd trying to get the same thing.
They start going crazy, try to get closer?
Yeah, the one photographer at some point stepped closer to the car, so the other dude said, well, I got to get closer if he's getting closer, and he got closer. And now it's just,
It's getting your luggage at the airport. You ever trying to bend around the luggage carousel
yes.
at your airport after the
yes.
flight gets off?
That's right.
And the luggage is going around a circle. Everyone's going to be there. Everyone's luggage is coming off. You're just going to. But people start inching closer and closer to that conveyor belt and trying to elbow and shoulder people out of the way. It's just that mentality.
Like
that
they're
got to get there before the other guy does.
Like they're going to get one shot at it and then it's going to fall into the ocean.
Right, and they'll never see their bag again.
Doesn't make any
oh,
sense.
Oh, no, wait. In 15 seconds, it's coming around on that carousel.
There are a couple of airports now who have addressed that, Ralph, by putting a stripe around the baggage claim, and you're supposed to stand like 3 or 4 feet back where everybody can see the luggage, and then you just step forward if you see one that looks like your bag. It makes so much more sense.
Yeah. Madness.
Hey, may I make a quick correction, Ralph? I owe an apology to your listeners because I apparently sullied your showbiz beat.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Apparently, not Rachel Bilson in Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Apparently, Mia Kunis.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Yeah. And all of us thought it was Rachel Bilson when I was talking
like I said,
about it.
I hadn't seen the show, so I didn't want to say anything, but I remember Mia Kunis played the girl behind the counter, and then
yes, she was the ultra hottie.
Veronica
yes.
Mars, bro, but I didn't know Rachel Bilson
and
was in that.
Pretty good actress, too.
Yeah, she is a good actress, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I apologize. I got those confused.
That's why I backed off, because I thought maybe she was in some part I didn't see in the trailer.
How did you miss that movie?
I've missed a lot of movies lately.
Wow.
My life's been a little upside down, living out of a cardboard box.
Waiting for...
Taking a bath with a washcloth. living like a homeless dude in a home. Very strange. And Mario Lopez, cheating on his girlfriend again. It's hardly news, but he just broke up with Karina Smirnoff, the super
Ooh,
hot,
yeah.
smoking hot dancer from...
They were living together.
So You Think You Want to Dance, America's Got Dancing Talent,
whatever
the hell the show is. Yeah, they were living together, but they just split up, apparently because Mario cheated on her with a Texas bartender.
He cannot be trusted.
Megan Cooper's her name. It's the same dude, by the way, who cheated on his wife, Allie Landry, at his bachelor party just before
That's
they got
right.
married.
Yeah.
That's why she broke it off.
Which I think he deserved a pass on that, by the way. I thought
too.
She was a little judgmental.
You can't get a little tail at your bachelor party. When can you? You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Megan Cooper's the name of the bartender. She claims that she met Mario 4 years ago, and the two have been dating for the past 11 months behind Karina's back.
Good times.
11 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
She says that Mario told her that his relationship with Karina was just for publicity.
And she bought that?
I guess she did, until she found out they were living together. Now she refuses to take his calls, she says. If you'd like to see what she looks like, you can check her out on the new reality show, I Survived a Japanese Game Show. Apparently she's one of the contestants on that show.
Are you serious?
That debuts 1 week from tonight, so you can check that out.
Can't wait.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Will Forte, comedian from Saturday Night Live, is 38 years old today. Greg Kinnear turns 45. Thomas Hayden Church. He most likely saw him as the Sandman in Spider-Man 3. He is 47 years old today. And I'm sorry, Bean, I apologize.
Time to do a little interview with a little dude that's playing a little game tonight. There's a lot of guys coming over from Europe to the NBA. And how about Sasha Vujacic?
Vujacic, a young man just 24 years old from Slovenia. Vujacic for three, yes!
I think we have a great group of guys, and I think we are, you know, getting along.
Everybody touching it. Vujacic a three. Bang!
The spirit, it's like never before, and we're ready to win the championship.
Vujacic again.
We just got to play a little bit better, and everything's going to be okay.
Vujacic fires away. Hits it again. Vujacic starts the fourth quarter with a three. Vujacic for three. Bang! Sasha Vujacic gives the Lakers a five-point lead.
It has been nothing if not exciting, and Game 6 of the NBA Finals happens tonight at 6 o'clock from Boston Garden, Los Angeles Lakers versus the Boston Celtics. Sasha, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm doing okay. How are you guys doing?
Very good.
Well, we're fine, but I got to tell you, you've had us on the edge of our seat this last week. This Finals has turned out to be, these teams are pretty well matched, it seems.
Yes, we are. It turns out to be historical, so you know we are in a good shape to make a history in the next two games.
And the reason for that is, for people who don't pay attention, no team has ever come back from 3-1 in the finals, right?
Exactly.
Okay. And you have two games in Boston, one tonight, one Thursday. What is going to be different? I know you guys yourselves probably weren't happy with the outcome of the first two games there.
Of course we weren't. We lost, but we stayed in the game for most of the game. I think we just gotta stick with the game play with focus and do what no one did yet in the basketball. So it's gonna be a great challenge for us.
What's it like playing in Boston Garden? We've had a lot of conversations this week about the input that the fans have on the action on the floor. Do you notice, is it a very difficult place to play because the Celtics fans are so rapid and crazy, or is it pretty similar to other buildings around the league?
To be completely honest, it's not very nice to play here. You know, the fans are out of control, but it's no difference. You know, we played in Utah before, we played in San Antonio, so those are tough arenas as well. It's just, you know, probably they can, I wouldn't say surprised us, but they were just, you know, they catch that great momentum in front of their home crowd, but I think tonight is going to be different.
One of the things that the fans always do when it's a home game, ourselves included, is the people behind the basket try to bang things and throw things and wave and get your attention away from shooting a free throw. Are you able just to block all of that out and it's like they're not doing it, or does it mess with you?
Well, you have to kind of block it out. You got to get into the zone, how we call it, and then you're successful. If you let anything, you know, come to you, you're going to miss the free throw or eventually a shot.
Here's another question about the crowd, Sasha, that I've always wondered about. When the audience starts yelling defense, 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 do you guys ever even hear that on the floor, and does it make any difference? Because, like, duh, you don't know that you're playing defense.
No, that's always good, you know, especially when you have your home crowd behind you. And our last game at Staples Center was incredible. Our home crowd was behind us for 48 minutes. They were, you know, like you said, yelling defense, defense for most of the time. And sometimes, you know, that kind of pumps you up and gives you that extra lift you need during the game.
I'll tell you something else we were doing was booing at the top of our lungs when the referee called a jump ball when Sam Cassell threw you to the floor. That was one of the craziest things I've ever seen. How do you not lose it?
It's okay. You know, you just got to keep your focus on the game. Sometimes it's hard, but, you know, that's how they play. They're a veteran team. They will use, actually, every trick that it's in the book. And, you know, sometimes a referee is going to call, and sometimes referees are going to just, you know, let it go away. So we're prepared for that.
Do you think part of the plan at times is to rattle the other team, even if it's kind of a cheap shot?
It is, and that's how they play. That's how they've been playing, you know, throughout the series. You know, most of the cheap shots you guys can see, and you know, we can just feel them on the floor. But you know, both teams play like that, so we can't complain. The only thing we can think of right now is, you know, to win that game six tonight.
Right.
Yeah, you're very smart. Of course, this is the only way to look into it. You couldn't stop and go, well, we've got to win three in a row to win the finals. You just have to take it one game at a time. And on any given night, the Lakers are capable of beating any team if they play well.
We are. As long as we are playing Lakers basketball, as long as we are playing our team basketball, I think we're going to be in great shape of winning it tonight. And like you said, one game at a time is going to, you know, bring us something.
We have a friend here who used to be our sports guy, Matt Money Smith, and he does your pregame and halftime and postgame shows. And he was telling us about your hair. Is this true that you grew your hair a little bit longer because you're 23 or 24, right?
24, yeah.
Yeah, that you looked too young, that the referees were just taking for granted that if you're that young, you must be the one fouling, so you tried to make yourself look a little older. Is that true?
That was a little inside joke from our PR person.
Ah.
Black, so he kind of started it and then, you know, carried on, but it probably had something to do with it as well.
Is it true that it was one of the Laker girls who suggested that you wear a headband to keep the hair out of your eyes, Sasha?
It was actually Lisa Estrada. She's the director of Laker Girls, and you know, and she kind of talked to me about it and gave me the advice. And you know, it's working. The little letter headband, however you want to call it.
We're getting the hard hitting questions asked here on the eve of Game Six. At least we're dealing with the important stuff, which is Sasha's hair. Sasha, let me ask you this, and I know you don't have much time, but you know, you've been playing basketball for years and years and years now. I know that you. I mean, I guess you went pro at 16 in Italy or something like that. Is the NBA what you thought it was when you were living in Europe and looking at basketball from the other side of the pond? I mean, is it everything that you imagined it would be to be a professional NBA player?
To be completely honest with you, I was very disappointed, frustrated my first year when I came to the NBA because I had the best seat in the arena, you know, and that was the bench. I was
right,
watching the games more than playing them, so it was frustrating. But then after a while, when I worked on my, you know, weaknesses, I kind of got the feel for a game, and I can tell you, it's even more than I expected, and I love it.
What's the difference in a game where you can step up and score like you did in Game 4? It was basically you and Kobe. You know, you scored 20 or 23 points or something like that, and games where you have, you know, the ball just goes in and out, just barely missing, just can't get it to flow.
Yeah, that's a frustrating in and out, but always there are misses, you know. I know it's probably the offensive rhythm. I just gotta do coming off the bench. You just gotta find the way to kind of be involved in offense and find the way to kind of.
Only cool thing about being a black comedian is you get to say shit other people can't say. That's the deal. Gas is so high, gas costs more than cocaine. I'm not saying I know, I'm just telling you it's high. This nation was founded by immigrants. Everybody in this mother took a boat. Some of us willingly. Women love to spend time with you, but only when you're doing the shit they want to do. Let's stay home and drink some wine and watch some porno. No! You know why women win all the arguments? Because y'all have the shit we need. Women look better naked than we do. Did you know how little boys hurt themselves and they go, kiss it! One day his little thing was hurt and he's like, Mommy, kiss it! And I'm like, she's like, what am I supposed to say? Tell him no, like you do me.
Tonight and tomorrow night at the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach, our friend D.L. Hughley on the stage and, of course, hosting the BET Awards 08 coming up on the 24th. D.L., welcome back to the
Good
Kevin Beach
morning. I don't know how you follow Sasha Vujicic.
Yeah,
I don't even know.
Tough name to say, isn't it?
Right. They just call him Sasha.
Yeah, it's a little
so. You're a sports fan, I know that. Really. What happens when the Hermosa Club calls and says, hey, we want you to do June 17th, and at the time it seems like a good idea, and now it's up against Game 6 of the freaking
Lakers.
Well,
you know what?
Unless
they win tonight, it ain't going to be that big a hassle. I'm a huge Laker fan, man, but I think that the way that they've been playing,
it's going to be rough.
24 points up and you don't win?
Yeah.
I mean, I landed in New York Thursday, coming from the airport, we were 24 points up, and I was like, wow. Then I get back and we lost. And I was like, you know, and I know Kobe takes a really hard, you know, especially back east, you hear all, he takes a really, really hard rap because if he wins, then he's, you know, supposed to. If he doesn't, he's a loser. I mean,
right.
I don't know why. How could you get out of bed going through all that? It's like being president.
Can't win.
Do you think that the Celtics are just matched up better against the Lakers and their defense is somehow keeping the Lakers from getting on track? Because it really doesn't feel like the Lakers have gotten on track
yet. It doesn't. And you know what it is? Every great team has, like when Shaq and Kobe were together, Kobe always believed he was better than Shaq.
Right.
He always did. So every great team, like Jordan, Pippen always believed he was, but you can't just have a number two. You got to have a number two that believes he's better than you.
Right.
That believes he can take over. Tim Duncan was clearly better than David Robinson. Even Ginobili, people believe, you know, is better than you have to have a number two that's confident that he is the best player on the team and asserts himself, like wants to be the best player.
And the Lakers don't have that.
And they don't have that.
Yeah.
And I think maybe when Bynum comes back and they just don't have a mean defensive presence, like, you know, Gasol and Odom just aren't very, you know, intimidating defensively. No,
yeah, right.
So you need, I mean, if you had like a Ron Artest that was, you know, that could add some defense, that'd be probably a lot better. But
so in your mind, it sounds like there's no chance they win tonight.
Oh, how dare you?
That's what it sounds like.
I think anytime Kobe Bryant takes the floor, who I think is the greatest player I've ever seen, anytime he takes the floor, you have a chance to win. But I think that the problem I'm having with him is that he's deferring to them too much. Like, he'll keep passing them the ball, and they'll drive in the lane and turn it over again and again and again. I mean, at a certain point, you got to go, you know what, I've done this team thing, and it ain't,
well,
know.
That is the frustrating part, is when he's, you know, shooting and not passing, people go, oh, he's a hog.
Right.
But then,
right.
When you, especially former seasons before this one,
right.
When if you pass it to another guy, he's got to make it.
Right.
Otherwise,
right.
What's the point of passing it to him? And finally, when you're a Laker fan, you just go, oh, just shoot it.
Right,
you have
right.
A better
now, he passed it. I watched one series on Thursday when he would pass it to Lamar and he would turn it over. And I'm like, oh, man, at a certain point.
That's frustrating.
And then he's not in rhythm offensively. Like, when he tries to get them off, he's not in rhythm. Now, all of a sudden, you can't just heat up just because you think you can.
Right.
It's tough.
But I have a more important question for you, Mr. Hughley, and that is, why is it when I'm watching the game at home, I see David Spade at Staples Center and I don't see you?
Yeah,
what's up with that?
David Spade, I'm working.
I'm not on the Studio 60's off the air, so I gotta hit the road.
Did you guys see David Spade in the last game, I think, maybe two games ago, when he was given like the hang loose sign to the Laker girls as they came off the court?
No.
He was looking them up and down. I don't think he knew he was on camera, and he was like,
"Well, that's a casting call for David Spade. I mean, half those girls are going to be carrying his children over the next couple of weeks or so. You know?
Absolutely. Well, hopefully, all the good old days before there was sexual harassment.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, and it has happened since the last time we came you in. Since the last time you came in, the R. Kelly trial finally happened.
Right.
And your boy was acquitted. What's up with that?
Is he your boy?
I like his music. I won't deny that. But, you know, pedophiles often do make the greatest music. No, I'm just... I mean,
you know... What happened there?
Here's the thing that really is funny to me. If he were a priest instead of a singer, he would have never went to trial. He'd have just got reassigned to a new record label.
Well, that's true.
That is true.
You can go anywhere but Virgin Records. They can't use you.
But this is one of those rare things where there was video of the crime.
It ain't that rare. I mean, in video... There was video of it. They had video when Roddy King got beat up, and they still got acquitted. They have evidence when OJ got. I mean, so it doesn't even matter. Jason Williams shot the limo driver in front of everybody, and he didn't go to jail. I think that when R. Kelly used the oldest defense ever. It wasn't me.
Yeah, and the girl did too.
But another guy in looked just like him, and it wasn't him. And I went, "Wow, that's classic."
Yeah, that is pretty good.
Was you going to believe me or your lying eyes? I mean, that's classic.
But was it fame that helped him most, or money, or race, or what was it?
It isn't that, because I've just given you examples.
It's the justice system that favors the black man.
I think it is a.
That was a joke.
There's a problem when people just don't. We're so easily influenced. Like you don't. It's funny because people don't trust with their own instincts anymore. They wait for their marching orders. Like the hardest thing to do is to be an individual. Like it's been rumored that he likes young girls. Like I like young girls too when I was 13. I mean,
Okay.
And there are some advantages to liking young girls, because Skittles are cheaper than diamonds. But that is
has to be a limit to that.
He's paid off something like 10 other young girls though that are going to bring charges like this. I mean, there's a long history. I mean, this is no one. I don't think anyone realistically doubts that he did it. I mean, I don't think anybody doubts that. But I'm asking you why he got off.
Because I think that people tend to they don't trust their instincts. I think that people, and I think the hardest thing is it's hard to convict a guy who you like. You know,
yes,
it really is.
Absolutely.
I would think
who you
so.
Feel like you know.
Yeah, he's a likable pedophile.
Yeah.
I would think so, but also, you know, when you watch that video. Is it legal now? Can we say we watched it?
No, I didn't watch it, but the dude who looked like me watched it.
Exactly. Very good. I mean, you could convict your parents of doing that if you watched the video.
You wouldn't want to believe it, but you see it.
I will say this. I didn't see the video, but the guy who looked like me that saw it, that girl was no stranger to that situation.
No.
I was like,
No.
Well, you're pretty 13 years old. Did you ever go to school? Man. I was like, I'm 43. I've never seen some of those things before.
The defense attorney at one point said to the jury, if you convict Mr. Kelly of these 14 counts, then you're in effect calling that young woman a whore 14 times in a row.
Let me tell you,
how
something.
Is that for smart?
I get that it's wrong, but I won't say that she was a whore, but some of those things were very whore-like.
Yes, they were whore-ish.
There was a move. She was double-jointed and could keep a secret, which are two things I love.
D.L. Hughley is here at the Comedy and Magic Club tonight and tomorrow night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, tonight and tomorrow night in Hermosa Beach. You can. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. And D.L. Hughley is in the studios with us at 7:44.
Comedy and Magic Club tonight and tomorrow night in Hermosa Beach. Call 310-372-1193. You got time to stop off and get gay marriage going before you head out to the Hermosa tonight?
And that's so funny.
Today's the day.
Like, it's so funny how they slide in gay marriage right before a big election, and then it becomes an issue.
Yeah, now it's an issue.
Like,
that is true.
Just wait till after the election. I mean, you could join the misery after the election. I mean, they're still going to want to marry you. I just don't understand. People are so easily duped into, we got to get married today. Like, like, if Ellen gets married on her show, that is going to just give people more motivation in those states that, you know, just are going to be incredibly crucial to have somebody introduce a bill that is, and it works every time. It's so funny how we fall into the same thing.
Like but that is why they want to get married, right? Today, because they think they're going to get it taken away again.
So they can be
are.
Not in California.
In California, you would think
we have over 55% who think it should be legal now.
But you know what? You can look at any issue like the fact healthcare, an enormous amount of people believe you should have healthcare, but you call it socialized medicine, then they don't.
Right.
Like you call, if you could say, do people have the right to get married, but you say it attacks the sanctity of marriage, then they don't. You know, so it's I don't care who does
what. Sanctity of marriage,
what.
By the way.
People are easily swayed.
Yeah, as long as it ain't, you know, if my wife can put up with me for 20 years, everybody can do whatever they want. I'm numb. I don't even care.
Have you really been married for 20 years, Will?
23 years.
Wow. That's impressive.
But you're on the road a lot, so she doesn't have to.
Hey, man, don't put it like that.
I'm just saying, it's good for her.
Well, you're probably right. Absence make the heart go fonder. Right.
Did you notice that your pool boy moved when you changed neighborhoods? Yeah. Did you notice that? He came along with you?
Right, all of a sudden, and he's not that good.
Well, I guess at the pool. Tell us about the BET Awards. That's going to be next Tuesday.
It's going to be hilarious because I guess Obama's having a big rally then.
Oh, really?
Like literally 5 minutes from the shrine.
You know he's not coming.
Right.
You did it last year, too, right?
No, I did the Critics' Choice Awards.
That's right. Okay.
In the NAACP image. I'm the award guy.
You're the award guy.
And this is a big one, though. This is like their MTV Video Music Awards.
This is
the big show for the whole year for BET. And let me tell you, my girlfriend Rihanna is going to be there. And the things that I am going to do to her one day, I don't know how it's going to happen. There's going to be kidnapping. There's going to be something. Oh. Is she so unbelievably hot? I mean, my God.
She's hot as fish grease. She really is.
That's all I need to know is that she's on the show. What else is she going to be doing on the show?
That's pretty much all we're going to cover.
Who cares, right? She's on there.
Let's talk about her.
Rihanna. Everybody's gonna be there, so it's so funny because so much is going. Like, who knew that this time last year we would have a black Democratic nominee? And like, even when Obama won Iowa, he was the most shocked dude on stage. I won. Well, yes, we can.
Like, you bring up a good point, DL, because he was 35 points down in the national polls at that time against Hillary Clinton.
Man.
And who would have ever thought back then? Who would have put the money? Who would have bet on black? As Wesley
right, said. Right. And you know what's so funny? Every place they had a primary: South Dakota, West Virginia. Pennsylvania. I was in all those states, like Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. It's so funny because I started watching Hillary Clinton, and I liked her and I liked him. Like, I didn't have to go, oh, I hate her so I can like him.
Right.
Like, I could.
I was good with
you. You could have stomached either of
them.
No problem.
Whatever. But she started to look old. Didn't she, boy?
She
That's
sounded shrill.
At one point, she looked like Willie Nelson. Then she was like, man, no wonder she won West Virginia. She looked like the model for the nickel at one point. I'm like, what are you doing? I guess Obama's having a hard time connecting with rural Democrats for whatever reason. People that grow stuff just don't like black people, which
hard to believe.
Which I don't understand, because at one point, farmers loved us. Maybe they just miss us.
Now they have to do it themselves.
Right. And you know, in West Virginia, a black dude with a sign behind him asking for change was never going to work. They're like, what are they? It's just so funny. And then, like I was in New York where Elliot Spitzer, the ex, had to resign just because he had a hooker. Who knew that was illegal? I mean, but he wrote a check for a hooker, which I've never been governor, but I have hired Hoa to, and you don't write checks for him. Like, that's
no, that just that seems crazy. Exceptionally stupid, right. Doesn't it?
Is that Sunshine?
That's true.
That's you know, they hired him Sunshine with a C or an S. And then they hired David Patterson, who's black, blind, admitted he had several affairs and did cocaine. This dude is Ray Charles.
Yes, he is.
When you're black and blind, you can get away with anything. You mean that wasn't my wife?
I'm
as shocked as you are. This C and I dog ain't worth a damn. You know what's so? And then they get their wife. When they make a huge mistake, they get their wife to stand next to them.
That's kind of pathetic, don't you think?
You'll never get a black woman to do that.
No, I know. That's true.
I think you're right.
And rightfully so, I think.
If Obama ever make that kind of mistake, he will be giving that speech by himself.
Yeah.
Where's Michelle? She's not here. But the point is, we have hope. We have hope. Remember the gay senator from Idaho got caught in the bathroom?
Yep.
Larry
Craig, yeah.
tapping on the floor for gay sex, which I had no idea was a sign for gay sex, but I'll never go to the bathroom with an iPod again as long as I live. Like, what happens when you tap your... Does a big penis drop out the ceiling like an oxygen mask on a plane? Like, is that what... Open says me.
You certainly don't want to be giving out that signal if you don't know how it's going to come down. That's for sure.
Because who would want to do anything in the bathroom?
It's the time for the Ralph Showbizby. What's going on, Ralph?
Did you like Terminator?
Yes.
Yeah. Aliens.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Jurassic Park.
Yep.
Edward Scissorhands.
Very much.
Iron Man.
Very much.
Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Mm. Not quite as much.
Well, did you like the crystal skeletons in there?
Yes.
Yeah, those are cool.
Well, yeah, one man to thank. Stan Winston, special effects genius who passed away at the age of 62.
Who's backing up? Who's
Is someone backing up?
It's my cell phone went off.
Seriously?
Really? Yeah. I swear to God, I thought it was me again. I thought, what have I done? What noise do I have now?
I don't know who's calling me during the show, but forgot to leave my cell phone in the office. That's what I usually do, leave it on the desk. But
yeah.
Sorry about that.
What kind of ringtone is that, by the way? Truck backing up.
It's not truck backing up. It's the bat phone.
It's
the Batman
bat phone.
TV series.
Oh. He picks it up and says, yes, Commissioner.
That's the noise the bat phone would make when it was calling Bruce Wayne when the Commissioner was calling.
Beep, beep, beep. Beep.
It was the bad phone.
Yeah.
Asked and answered.
Yeah.
Gaywad.
Hey, come on.
Sorry, back to you.
Stan Winston passed away at the age of 62. He had earned 4 Academy Awards for his work in special effects and...
Okay. You got to turn it off.
Yeah, let's
see
who
it is.
Who it is.
Damn it. Who is it? Who's calling you?
I don't know.
Sales call? Gail Hughley from the LA Times?
My wife.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Why is she calling you at 8 o'clock in the morning?
I don't know.
Call her back. We got time.
I better hurry up and call her back, get through this real quickly. Yeah, he passed away with multiple myeloma, which we found out is cancer of the blood, I think.
He's dead? I didn't even know he was sick.
So, entertainment giant lost. That's a drag. All right, moving on.
It's a drag.
Mariah Carey. May not get the fairy tale wedding she's been hoping for. MSNBC says that she wanted a lavish and opulent affair to celebrate her recent marriage to Nick Cannon, and she was willing to sell the photo rights to a celebrity magazine to pay for it all.
Okay.
That was a good idea until no one bit.
Really?
What? She's got no takers.
Finally.
From any magazines that will pay her for her celebrity wedding photos.
She's Mariah Carey, though.
That's what I'm thinking. They bought a lot less.
Yeah,
they
have. That's true.
But for some reason, no one's interested. Maybe she's asking too much. Maybe her price is too
high. That could be. And is some of it that she's already married to and that takes some of it away? Is that it's just
not
for
a real,
show?
Real wedding? Just a party? That's very possible as well. They don't really have a scoop if she's already married. So, new relationship you may not have heard about. Will I Am from Black Eyed Peas is reportedly dating Tila Tequila.
Hey!
No way.
From the MTV reality show A Shot at Love.
No. No. He can do better.
He will do better. I'm sure this is short-lived.
Maybe they'll have a new series, A Shot at Peas. Or Black Eyed Love. Shot at Black Eyed Love.
Ooh, I like it. It's not just that he's helping her, he's producing a record for her or something like that. It's actually like kissy-kissy.
They were
kissy
at the Maxim Hot 100 party in Hollywood on May 21st, and they were making out and holding hands. So it's the first time they've gone public with their relationship. So
there is a new way to get a facial.
Oh!
That shows
she ugly,
man, isn't it?
She ugly. U-G-L-Y. She ain't got no alibi. She ugly.
That's true. She is ugly.
It's a bad choice.
Metallica has picked the name for their long-awaited new album. The band announced the name of the new CD on their official website over the weekend. It will be called Death Magnetic.
Death Magnetic.
It sounds like a villain that would fight Iron Man, doesn't it?
Yes. It will be released sometime in September. Rick Rubin produced the new album.
Hello.
Although Metallica didn't play any new songs at Bonnaroo, some British journalists have heard rough mixes of the new songs, and they say they're great. However, several of them, at least at this stage, are 7 minutes or longer.
Oh, really?
They're pretty famous for that.
So, if you want some rock opera, maybe Metallica's the band to turn to. Maybe not so much. And is Megan Fox still engaged to Brian Austin Green?
Let's say no.
That's what Star Magazine is saying.
Excellent.
She's been seen around town not wearing her engagement ring.
Mm. Why?
Recently at the MTV Movie Awards, she wasn't wearing a ring. And she says through her people that she's still happily engaged.
sometimes just chooses not to wear the ring. Other people say they've heard otherwise. Maybe things are on the rocks between her and Brian Austin Green, star of Beverly Hills 90210.
That's all going to change, 80s. Man, when that comes back on the C-Dub, and he's showing up as the guy who sells ice cream or something.
Is he part of that new cast? I know they got some of the older
cast members. No, so far I think it's just Jenny Garth is returning as the high school guidance counselor.
All right.
And I think Tori is doing it, right? Be coming back as well, yeah. So far that's it. I don't think you'll see Luke Perry or what's the other dude?
Yeah,
Jason Priestley. I don't think you'd be seeing them anytime soon on that show. Today's celebrity birthdays: Greg Kinnear, one of my favorites, is 45 years old today. Comedian actor Will Forte from Saturday Night Live is 38. Did you see him on the Flight of the Conchords? He played their dry cleaning friend who was an actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. They asked him, just pretend to be a record executive and turn down our music when you get a chance. And he can't help himself. He accepts a deal.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give you $1 million for the Flight of the Conchords. No, we can't accept that. All right, $2 million.
If you don't have HBO, that's out on DVD now, The Flight of the Conchords. It's very funny.
So good. Thomas Hayden Church. From Sideways, Wings, Ned and Stacey, Spider-Man 3. Someone wrote me an angry email. Said he was also in Smart People. I was like, yeah, I was talking about movies people have actually seen.
I saw that movie.
Oh, there we go.
Oh.
That's what I'm talking about.
It used to be a play, Lisa?
It was with Sarah Jessica Parker. That's why Nettie went. And Dennis Quaid. Remember?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nah. Thomas Hayden Church, 47 years old today. And singer Barry Manilow turned 65 years old today.
Gay Wad.
Is there a gayer song in the world than Copacabana?
No, there isn't.
I think it's gayer than Dance Dance. I think it's gayer than YMCA. I think it may be the gayest song ever.
You know what's funny?
If you took Copacabana and you distilled it down into its fluid form and you injected it into the bloodstream, it would make you gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. It'd be gay in a bottle. That's what that would be.
You know how hard it is for you to usually get a song by the birthday person, whoever it is? You get it by about
That's
nine.
True, yeah. Beans got 9 times.
He's got rotating hits right at his fingertips. He's got to play that every time.
The Barry Manilow jukebox going.
This is great.
All right, good. Excellent.
I'm ready. I'm standing by. If you need anything, you just
don't
let me
need
know.
Anything. Thank you.
Barry Manilow, 65 years old.
Today. Even now, when I come so far,
can I make a request for Ready to Take a Chance again?
No,
dude. You are so gay.
From the soundtrack of Foul Play with Chevy Chase and Goldie Hawn.
Nope.
See what I can do for you next hour.
Whip that out for the next hour. Nope. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Yeah, hey, congratulations, sounds good, man. Sounds great.
Spencer. Hang on, Spencer. Congratulations to Susan Vergara, by the way, from West Hollywood. I hope to God she's related.
Me
who just
too.
Picked up the fantastic once every few hours prize that we're doing here on K-Rock, which involves Jack Johnson tickets to one of the upcoming Southern California shows, also the autographed surfboard and the VIP barbecue. We do that at 8, noon, 4, and 8. Every other hour, you can win your choice of tickets for the Jack Johnson shows at Verizon and UCLA. So that's a pretty good deal all week long on K-Rock. All right, Spencer, what are you talking about? What's going on?
Healthcare.
What? You're talking about healthcare?
Yeah.
Let me help you out with the reason we invited you in the studio today. You never think you want to hear these words coming out of your television set.
Our next guest is one of the stars of the popular MTV reality program. Look, it's featured in this magazine right here. See? Please say hello to Spencer Pratt, everybody.
Now, Spencer, did you get the impression, and maybe you're so clueless you don't notice this, but did you get the impression that Dave hates you with every fiber of his being and was embarrassed and mortified that he was forced to book you?
I'm not going to lie, Chief. I felt like he wasn't giving me like the respect I deserve. You know what I'm saying, Captain? And I don't even know who that guy is anyway. You know, I was doing him a favor by going on his little rinky-dink
show. You don't
know
who David Letterman is?
Yeah, what a hack, you know? I was doing him a big favor by going on his cheesy little show. And then, you know, he goes and he treats me. I had places to be.
Yeah,
I can tell by you looking at your watch, right? Yeah.
He said your name as though that was the first time he'd ever even read it or heard of it.
Which, of course,
you
guys,
course, hear, you guys hear something?
Yeah, Lisa's saying
there's
that.
There's like 30 seconds of dead air right there.
Spencer, I've met you like 5 times now.
And
right
every
here,
time you insist on talking
right
to me like I care, la, 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 la.
All right, well, let's play a couple of highlights if you want to call them out from the interview. Naturally, Dave asks right out of the shoot about the controversy that always seems to follow you everywhere, which is the fight between Heidi and Lauren. And I don't even remember what you guys were fighting about or why you're still fighting or if you're still fighting, but I guess you had some explanation for it. And this, I think, is Spencer Pratt in a nutshell.
How you doing?
Ah, it's cozy. Yeah.
Welcome to the show. Now, we've had two other of your friends from the program. I think Heidi, right, was here last time.
Love of my life.
Yeah, yes. And who was here? Who was the first one? Remember the other? What's the other?
Love of my life, by the way. Yeah. He can never, ever shut up about how much he loves Heidi in between when he's breaking up with her.
I love that girl.
Yeah.
She's everything to me.
Right.
She's like an Aryan beauty queen.
All right, Spencer.
What's her name? What's her name? She's on our show.
Right.
Ooh. So you're pretending you don't know who Lauren is or what the reference is to.
What's her name?
What's her name? What's her
I don't
name?
Know. I'm asking you.
I always forget. No, I just remember Heidi. I love Heidi.
God.
Who am I thinking of? Lauren. That's what I'm thinking of, Lauren.
LC. Yeah. I always forget about her.
Now, oh, you're such a tool, Spencer.
No, he's funny.
Came up with that on my own.
Bringing the comedy.
Yeah. And that hack, what's his name?
Letterman?
Daniel.
David
yeah,
Letterman.
Yeah,
he didn't even get it or nothing. He was whatever.
Yeah.
Dave has questions about yours and Heidi's relationship.
Now, I understand the engagement is off. Is that correct?
Actually, she's ready to say yes.
She's ready to say yes, yeah. Now, have you asked her to marry you again?
I got to get a ring that's like yeah. that big, so.
Yeah. And
it's going to be a while. I got to go to South Africa and mine it myself.
There you go.
What does that even mean, Spencer, that you got to go to South Africa and mine it yourself because there's no ring that's currently available for sale at a retail outlet that would be sufficient for Heidi?
Nah, she needs the bling bling, you know what I'm saying? She needs a ring that people be like, OMG, that's the ring right there. Just blind. People need seeing eye dogs after they see the ring I'd be giving the hidester.
But just OMG, not OMFG?
Maybe not. All Who right. needs to curse? Sick.
Dave has a question that's been on many of our minds, which is what it is exactly that you do.
And what do you do exactly? You're an entrepreneur. Is that what you do?
I live and breathe, I would say, pop culture and the entertainment business.
Uh-huh.
I currently am in a partnership with the next Jay-Z. He's 12 years old.
Wow.
And he's better than Jay-Z at 12, so imagine really? Him at 20.
All right, let's stop for a moment and,
what?
And
what?
Consider whether he really has a relationship with the next Jay-Z. Is this somebody we're ever going to hear about in our lives,
yeah,
Spencer?
Yeah, he's a new rapper. I just found him. You know, I was like scouring through the hood for talented people.
Are you like a manager now?
Yeah, and I found this new rapper. His name's Sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla?
Yeah, he's a 12-year-old rapper, and you should hear him flow. He's better than Jay-Z now.
Yeah, I don't
imagine care. When he's 20.
I don't think that's
well.
True.
That's not the only artist you've got in your stable either.
And then
so you're his manager, his mentor.
I'm his partner.
Partner.
My artists, I don't try to manage their careers. We're a team. I also have the future Michael Jackson, DeJuan. He's 23.
DeJuan,
really? Because I think we know him.
What?
He's interesting.
What?
I believe we're familiar with him.
Wait a minute, what? DeJuan is the next Michael Jackson?
Isn't our DeJuan right. about 23?
That's true.
Wow. I was surprised to hear a shout-out for our friend DeJuan as well on the Letterman
wow.
Show.
You guys have been holding him back with his music career, and Spence Dog's ready to take him to the next level.
Okay, explain to me. I don't understand what a partner does.
Well,
I know what a manager does. What does a partner do?
We work together. To do things in a partnership.
Right, but how did you find the next Jay-Z and the next Michael Jackson? I mean, either of those would be so heavily recruited by actual players in the industry.
Let
how did they
you.
End up with you?
Let me tell you, Bobby.
If they're
what
good,
I
they're not Listen, with you,
hey,
Spencer,
Captain,
is what I'm saying.
Let me answer the question. You're just going to keep flapping your gums.
His name is Bean, by the way.
Whatever.
Go ahead.
Listen, Kendall, I was going down to Vernon, California, which some people considered the hood. You know, down by Compton, I was looking for a new place to build a sweatshop to help manufacture Heidi's clothing line.
A sweatshop, okay.
For the 2008 fall season.
Okay.
And I saw these dark people doing their dark dances and songs. And I said,
are you talking about
I could
blacks?
Probably,
black people?
You said it, not me.
Well, you're talking about African-American entertainers is what you're talking about.
Whatever. I'm talking about
And what
about
are you trying to
partners.
Do? Collect the
I'm
whole
talking
set?
About my partners. What? And I said, okay. I think you and I can make some money together, Sarsaparilla and DeJuan.
All right, let's go back to the tape. Dave, again, talking to Spencer Pratt on the Hills a couple of nights ago.
Is this a real thing, or is it just all...
Oh, it's real. It's sadly, it's real.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, Dave speaks for all of us when he goes, yeah.
He does not hide his hatred.
No,
very
not
no.
at all.
He's miserable.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But the shows are outlined, aren't they? But if not scripted, full.
No, absolutely not. It's completely reality.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what does Brody do? What,
really?
What is his deal, Brody?
Brody, travels around, goes to nightclubs.
Right. And this is your friend Brody Jenner, of course, that you're talking about. And that's your life, pretty much, is you guys just go to nightclubs, right?
Yeah, people need us there. We're boss-balling and shot-calling.
I don't know what that means, but here's the shocker of the whole interview.
Now, I understand you get fees to actually go to a nightclub. Like, if somebody wanted you to go to a nightclub, they would pay you, right?
Minimum $100,000.
For a second there. I thought you said $100,000.
Oh, I did.
No, seriously, what are
seriously,
they talking?
I won't go to a club now for less than $100,000.
You know, neither will I.
That's Paul jumping in there. What's that about?
I'm going to go to a nightclub for under $100,000. Come on.
That's awesome.
By the way, 8 o'clock hour tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. This is the one that you have been waiting for. Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow on this frequency, are you ready? Can you stand? Ask a midget, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Wow. And not just ask a midget. May I say ask the midget. Our friend Wee Man from Jackass will be here as Ask a Midget. So that's all coming up tomorrow on the Kevin and Bean Show. Well, we've talked about it a lot this week. We can't get over the shock of the not guilty on 14 counts against singer R. Kelly. Child porn charges against them, all of them were dropped. Here's a news piece from the Chicago News the other day.
Fans of R. Kelly are reacting to that not guilty verdict with relief and excitement. CBS 2's Susan Carlson reports many of them believe the jury did its job.
His supporters cheered wildly when R. Kelly left the courthouse and climbed into his black SUV shortly after the verdict was read.
By the way, it's kind of weird that somebody's up for child porn charges and he has a big fan club following standing out in front of the courthouse ready to shower him with, no pun intended, ready to shower him with praise and love.
I guess it is weird unless they believe that it's just the system trying to keep the man down or something. I mean, if they think it's completely unfair,
they'll be interviewing some of his fans, and I think that's exactly what they believe.
Dozens of fans have been hanging out daily outside, hoping to catch a glimpse of the singer during the five-week-long trial. This time, they weren't just stargazing, they were feeling victorious.
I'm glad that they found him not guilty. I love him for his music, not for something that they was claiming that he done.
Something that they was claiming that he done.
Yeah, I watched somebody that looks a lot like me watch the video, and it was...
It was him. He was doing it.
Pretty much him.
Yeah.
That was our friend Pinky in that clip, by the way, who apparently still loves R. Kelly. Right. Yeah, that was her name.
I think the jury got it 100% right. I think the jury, for once, we've seen so many times that the jury members have gotten things wrong. In this case, I think justice was served.
Justice was served. But the man...
You know, the jury, they get it wrong a lot of times, but not this time.
But there was a video. Even if you like him, can't you go... dodged a bullet on that one.
Really? Sure,
I mean, that's pretty much the happiest you could be.
I do think there's an underlying, you know, the jury system generally is against black men.
Yeah.
So regardless of whether he does it or not, this balances
things
out.
It's evening it out a little bit, right?
I think that's always there.
Yeah.
Robert Fair works in the music industry as a manager. He says it all came down to prosecutors lacking evidence.
There was no victim in this case. There is no girl. And there was no parent stepped forward and said that he was guilty.
Now, this is this kind of addresses one of the problems that the prosecution had, was that the girl didn't testify. And furthermore, in the 6 years since this trial has been, you know, they've been putting off this trial, she hasn't been out there talking about it. The parents haven't been out there saying they're going to kick R. Kelly's ass for doing that to their little girl. They kind of felt like if there was really a victim here, and that's what he means when he says that, that there would have been some sort of outrage from their side of the court. And there wasn't.
But it was a guy in R. Kelly's band, and it was his daughter, right? It was Kelly's goddaughter.
Exactly. So it was a guy who gets paid by R. Kelly. That's his employer, basically. And you're wondering why he didn't speak up too much.
And he's not alone in that opinion.
They didn't have a strong enough case, you know, basically. Took them 5 years and still couldn't come up with nothing to convict the man of.
Other fans told us they thought Kelly was framed.
Money make the world go round. So people do strange things for money.
Yeah, he was framed all right, man. They sure digitally made it look like it was R. Kelly on that girl. I'll tell you that.
I'm thinking the parents didn't come forward because they were busy buying a new house and decorating
probably.
That beautiful
I think you're
home.
Right about that.
Yeah.
So anyway, so you've heard a lot of people in Chicago out inside of the courthouse with their opinion of the verdict. I want to know what the Los Angeles community thinks, and that's why we have our friend Anel Rivers on the phone, who we asked, it's a Herculean task, but we asked him to speak for all black people, and he is qualified to do that.
And black people love that when we say that. They like
Well, they're all the same. They all think alike.
They like that one guy's speaking up.
Anil, how are you, man? Did you get a new phone, or are we going to still talk to you on your crappy phone?
No, actually, I'm actually calling the from the lovely Joshua Tree National Forest here this morning. So, yeah, I'm on a cell phone. I'm on a good phone today.
Okay, sounds all right. All right, so what say you? You've heard the people out in front of the courthouse. You've heard the verdict. You've heard the media consternation over this for the past few days. Where are you coming from?
Man, I have completely lost faith in the American judicial system. You know, I mean, first of all, how are you going to put a superstar on trial, man? That's just wrong.
That's wrong,
you know,
first of all.
That, man. You know, it is every star's God-given right to, you know what I'm saying, going ahead and just, you know, degrade teenagers and molest children and videotape it if they'd like.
Anil, did you see the video?
I didn't actually see the video. What had happened was a friend of mine who would look like me, who was a cousin of mine, had saw the video, and he
and what did he think when he saw the video?
He thought that that girl did not look 15. If she was 15, she'd been doing that since she was about 10.
yeah, clearly.
But that doesn't matter, right? I mean, really? Does that matter?
You mean that?
Look, my wife is 30 years old, and I can't get her to do some of that stuff. Okay?
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Well, I mean, Lisa, you bring up a good point. Does it matter? It might matter if you're going to charge a guy criminally with having sex with an underage girl if she's a hooker and that's what she's doing for a living and you paid her to do it. In some people's mind, not in mine. I think it's wrong 100% of the time. But I think that that was a distinction that was made. And I think that one of the things that the defense tried to do is paint that young woman out as a hooker.
Saying that she wanted it. She's that way because he's been doing this with her for a long time.
I mean, the man married Aaliyah when she was 15.
He did.
That's right. He did.
That's on paper, on document.
Was that allowed in court? Do you guys know that?
I doubt it. I mean, that would probably be, you know, extenuating evidence. But the point being is that, you know, the girl didn't testify.
Yeah.
You know, so at the end of the day, I mean, you know, for lack of a better term, it's a victimless crime. You know what I mean? If you punch me in the eye, but I don't come forward and, you know, and verify that, then who did you hit? You know, the tree falls in the forest and no one's there. Does it make a sound?
That dude was, that dude was her father, though. How can that dude take any amount of money and say, you were fine?
Because Bean's right. He's just a little pee. Part of his band, for God's sake.
I know
that.
Plus, R. Kelly's got a lot of money. I mean, we're not talking about 10, 20, 30 grand here. But, you know, that kid's probably set, and then that kid's kids are probably going to be set, you know.
Yeah.
Plus, that girl doesn't exactly seem to need a college fund or anything, so I'm pretty sure the money's not being spent there.
What do you think about the people you heard on the news piece, Anil, out in front of the courtroom, were talking about things like he was framed and all that kind of stuff?
I think we should put Illinois on the list with Florida. Just go ahead and just get rid of it.
Put the whole state on there?
Yeah, the whole state. Yeah. I've been to Chicago, and I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. It's a pretty city, but the people there, man, they're just screwed up, man.
A little nutty.
Yeah, they're a little off. But, you know, I think you guys should really underestimate how much black people really, really love R. Kelly. I mean, I think that's the bottom line.
But,
you know what I mean? Is, you know, this guy, you know, throughout the 90s, I mean, come on, man. The guy was, you know, I Believe I Can Fly.
Look.
I mean, that was like...
I Believe I Can Fly was a smash, and I think it was a great song. But most of what he's done is really crappy. I mean, with the whole
trapped in the closet? Crappy, good.
Unless he's joking, he's way bad.
That only corroborates my theory. You guys severely underestimate how much black people love R. Yeah. R. Kelly can make an album of armpit sounds and chicken clucks and, you know, put it to a beat and black people are going to buy it. For Christ's sake, the man made the whole Step album. He made an entire album on how to do the hokey pokey and electric slide. And it went platinum.
That's true.
What are you going to do? I mean, he's R. Kelly.
Yeah.
He got people to buy the Hair Braider song, for God's sake.
That's true.
Yeah,
all right. So it sounds like, Anil, just to put a fine point on it here, you are not at all surprised by the verdict. This is kind of what you expected because of the fame and because of some of the things that you've brought up that you thought really worked in the defense's favor, not having the girl testify and whatnot.
Hey, Mason, well, look.
Talking about the R. Kelly verdict, this young man talked to Outside the Courthouse after the verdict was read on Friday.
I think the jury got it 100% right. I think the jury, for once, we've seen so many times that the jury members have gotten things wrong. In this case... I think justice was served.
We got an attorney on the line from Chicago, Kevin. Oh. Mike is calling in on the Kevin and Bean Show. There's a guy who's got an interesting perspective for two reasons. Hey, Mike, thanks for holding on, man. How are you?
Hey, guys. Lisa May, what's up?
Good morning.
You listen to us on KROQ.com from Chicago?
No, I'm actually out in L.A. on business. I got to say, I love your traffic.
Yes, isn't it great?
Yes.
We do our best.
Welcome to it, Mike.
Well, hey, I worked for the public defender for a while. Mm-hmm. And,
okay.
Actually, all of my clients, all the people who were being prosecuted were, I mean, I hate to say it, they were all black. And I kind of disagree with the assertion it's a good time to be a black man in America.
Yeah, I think that was said tongue-in-cheek, but...
It's a good time to be a rich black man, or a famous black man, maybe.
Or a rich anything, for that matter. Yeah. I mean, you know, you get some expensive lawyers and a dumb jury up there. You can pretty much buy your innocence just about anywhere you are, it seems.
But, Mike, but let me ask you about that, since you are an attorney, and you characterize the jury as dumb, which is kind of how it looks to those of us who are just on the outside, who aren't in the courtroom every day and aren't subjected to the reasonable doubt. It seems to us that there's no more clear-cut case in the world than looking at a video of a crime being committed. It seems like it should be about a 45-minute deliberation, and then you're done and he's guilty.
No, I absolutely agree. And I think if you're, you know, working at the PD, if you're, you know, if you've got your huge caseload and you don't have the resources to devote to, you know, hiring those expensive attorneys and persuading that jury. I mean, if I got this type of case when I was there, I would have just said to the prosecutor, hey, let's cut a deal. Let's get him, you know. Let's go 5 years and out as opposed to the max. But I mean, because our family has millions to spend.
Because you would have known that he had money. It's more about money than it is fame or anything else.
Well, this case definitely. No, money. Yeah, it's money. I mean, fame. The average person, the attorneys, the prosecutors who are weeding out the jury are going to select those who aren't going to be dissuaded by fame. I feel so much. I always think it's the money.
Okay.
Why do you think the jury was dumb, Mike?
Because it's look at the video. Yeah. I mean, you know, my evil twin saw it. I mean, that's R. Kelly.
It is. It's very, so R. Kelly. Very much R. Kelly. It sure looked like to my friend.
All right, dude. Well, thanks for the call. Enjoy your stay here in Southern California, all right?
Okay, thanks. You guys take care.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Mike.
It. Bye. We have Rod calling us on the phone from Culver right. City. Rod, you're on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Go ahead.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, no.
Hi.
Is this Rodney?
No, my name's Rod.
It says Rod, but you sound like a guy who works here at K-Rock.
What's the Oingo Boingo going on in the background for?
Rodney? Playing music.
Just playing some music?
Yeah, celebrating.
Celebrating what?
R. Kelly not guilty.
Well, what is that? What is there to celebrate about that? I mean, it's a travesty of justice,
no,
Rodney.
Justice was served.
Are you aware of any of the details of the trial?
Boy, am I. Shouldn't even be against the law.
Okay.
It's all about love.
It is all about love.
Love.
But can it be about love when she turns 18?
Arthur Lee was the lead singer for Love. I went to talk to him.
Yeah.
I was talking to David Cassidy.
Uh-huh.
We know the story.
Called in and... Turns out we both love sunflower seeds.
Are you sure this isn't Rodney?
I was addicted to sunflower seeds and RC Cola. And the pigeons. Both had pigeons.
You know, it's funny. Our Rodney tells time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Are you one of those super cool parents who lets your kids watch Sex in the City? You know, Miley Cyrus, 15-year-old Miley Cyrus, says it's her favorite TV show.
Oh, good.
Hmm. Yeah.
She might be a little young.
Well, they asked Kim Cattrall, one of the stars of the show, what she thought about that. And she said it's a bad idea. She said it's very disturbing when the girls on the show found out that Miley Cyrus watched the program. She said the show and subsequent movie are adult entertainment loaded with subject matter that is not appropriate for children at all.
Thank God.
Does Kim let her grandkids watch?
How dare you? Kim added, in fact, the show and the movie are all crap.
Did she say that?
Crap in them.
Wow.
But no one's more crap than Horseface.
Really? Wow.
She said. Which I think is finally we have a final answer on that.
All right.
Any words about the people who went to see the Sex and the City movie? There's something wrong with them too, right?
They're all crap.
All those women.
Crap. You know, now that the gays and lesbians can get married here in the state of California, that's the hot question to ask on the red carpet.
Oh, no.
It has replaced who you're backing for president. They're asking what their feelings are on gay marriage and homosexuality.
Well, because we care what they think.
We're gay marriage. Next thing you know, they'll want to vote.
Yeah. We're getting some great results, too. They asked Usher what he thought about it.
Good.
Usher said, women have started to become lovers of each other as a result of not having enough men.
Oh, that's what he's blaming it on?
Yeah.
Really?
Apparently, there's a shortage of men out there where they're running out of guys, so women have no choice but to turn to each other for sex. Because there are no men.
Are there people that really think that,
apparently,
honestly?
Usher's one of them.
I mean, come on. Yep. He had to be kidding.
No.
I don't think so.
Women have started to become lovers of each other as a result of not having enough men.
The salute to tuna.
You better start getting some more men out there or else there's going to be a lot of lesbians.
He doesn't explain the men who love men.
Lesbianism about to take over our community. I'm talking about young girls.
Yeah, right.
Zac Efron doesn't like to shower. According to Star Magazine, Zach claims he's too busy working out, playing basketball, and performing to shower thoroughly.
Ralph, do you mind just for...
Oh, how dare you. Yeah. That really hurts back. Yeah,
absolutely.
I bet he gets so hot and sweaty.
Oh, sweet Jesus in heaven.
I'm just saying.
Between that and Barry Manilow's birthday,
oh.
I'm overdosing.
Oh. Wow. I am so uncomfortable right now.
He's just doing that to get us all.
I guess we should all be proud to be homos.
Edward Norton is a thief.
What? Edward Norton is a thief. What did he steal?
He admitted that while filming The Hulk, he would sneak into Liv Tyler's trailer and steal the complimentary chocolates that were left there by craft services. He would eat all his own chocolate, then break into her trailer to steal her chocolate.
She's clearly not eating it.
Apparently, she was not too pleased about Edward stealing her candy and didn't hesitate to tell him off when she found out who was stealing her chocolates.
Hate to see a cast not get along like that.
Me too. Woo! I mean, I'm surprised they can still work together.
Everything could fall apart.
Chocolate thievery going on.
Well, a lot of bad news in today's showbiz beat. Wow.
More movie news. The Vatican has banned Ron Howard and Tom Hanks from shooting anything to their prequel to The Da Vinci Code, Angels and Demons, on any church property. Because they say the film slanders their religion and is an offense against God.
Ralph, I was not on board with the Da Vinci Code mania that happened. I never saw the movie, never read the book, and I know I'm in a minority. But what's the Catholic Church's big complaint about that series of books? What does it do that they disagree with?
Well, you know, the Da Vinci Code was about the offspring of Jesus, that Jesus was married and had children.
There's still a bloodline of Jesus.
Right. Exactly.
Married, and that's what Mary Magdalene and went on and sired children, and the scion of Jesus still walked the earth.
Scion!
That's science.
Science. And so that goes against their basic tenets of their teaching. And so they say it's blasphemy. Sense. Blasphemy, they say. And it talks about the Opus Dei, also the secret order of monks that flail themselves in the name of Jesus. It hurts a lot.
Those guys are a party.
Yeah. So they're not looking forward to the sequel/prequel.
Hmm.
And they're saying no churches for you, Tom Hanks.
Wow. How are they going to film a movie without using the real place?
They also said we caught a DVD of The Volunteers the other day starring Tom Hanks, and that is a offense against God, too, by the way. Ever seen that film?
Haven't.
Not good. Metallica has picked a name for their long-awaited new CD. It's officially going to be called Death Magnetic. Why are you making that noise, Lisa, every time I say Death Magnetic?
I don't know.
She thinks it sounds a little
like
testosterone
men, you know?
Film.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I see. Release date is sometime in September. Rick Rubin produces... And several British journalists apparently heard some rough mixes of a few of the new songs, and they say some of them are 7 minutes or longer. So
they do long songs.
We're playing a lot of them here in the morning show, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Do I have time? Real quick, I want to let you know what's new in DVDs CDs? And CDs today, because it is Tuesday. That's new release Tuesday. Viva La Vida by Coldplay is available today, if you want to pick that up. Rise and Fall, Rage and Grace by The Offspring. You can get as well as One of the Boys by Katy Perry, featuring the smash hit I Kissed a Girl. And Nostradamus by Judas Priest, also available today. Yeah. In terms of DVDs, you can get Jericho the second season if you want to see that show.
Nuts.
That's a good show. Everyone should watch it.
I'm going to watch that 25 times today.
That show was so good that they brought it back, and then it had even less viewers than when they canceled it the first time.
Have you seen the next phase of Jericho fandom trying to rescue their show?
What? Now how are they doing it?
Now they've got a giant billboard on, I think it's on Ventura, saying, need a new home. And then it's a picture of the Jericho logo, and they're trying to find another network to pick Jericho up and show it on their network. So trying to find a new home for Jericho. Californication Season 1, also available on DVD, as is Fool's Gold, the romantic comedy with Kate Hudson and Matthew McConaughey, and Be Kind Rewind, the comedy with Jack Black and Mos Def, which I never saw because I was scared of it.
Yeah.
Looks scary.
Looked dreadful.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Greg Kinnear turns 45, Thomas Hayden Church is 47, comedian actor from Saturday Night Live, Will Forte is 38, and Barry Manilow is 60.
And I'm ready to take the chance. Again,
put my
all right, good.
Line with you.
Talk about a momentum killer right there.
Shut up, man. Are you homosexual?
I've been living with nothing to show for it. You get what you get when you go for it.
Great lyric.
That was incredibly gay.
Barry's 65 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman.
Gay what? Gay what?
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show this week.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Tom Cruise now driving around in bulletproof and bombproof cars. Details coming up.
Wow. Okay.
Here's all I'm saying as we enjoy that last song here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Kurt Cobain is dead. Gloria Allred's still alive. I mean, what's wrong with that situation?
She bugs me, too. She's, for those of you that don't know, she's a lawyer. Yes. And she only takes clients that are going to be on TV so that she can stand in front of the camera in front of them. So that
Absolutely.
She can be on TV.
Now, I didn't see the video that accompanies this audio that we're about to play, but Lisa, she was somehow involved in one of these couples, this Diane and Robin. They got married yesterday at 501 when it became legal in California. Is that right?
I guess she's involved. I never heard about her involvement, but I was watching those two women getting married on TV yesterday, mm-hmm. and you could see the two women, but cutting off half of one of the woman's face was Gloria Allred's face right
head.
In the camera.
It
yeah.
really takes
she was there for the entire ceremony.
And it really takes somebody special. To make me side with her, to make me go, okay, in this particular case, I'm on her side.
Yeah.
That takes somebody special.
But I was very sad to see her there, I have
well,
to say.
At 5 o'clock yesterday, it became legal, and there were a few places around the state, I think there were 5 courthouses or something, that were open for ceremonies late yesterday afternoon. Everybody else is open for business today, and they expect a pretty busy day all over California with the gay weddings. And naturally, wherever there are gay weddings, there are going to be protesters for gay weddings too, which I understand. But we ought to find this guy in this tape and call some sort of moratorium on this kind of action.
A marriage is between Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Okay. All right, listen.
Now, yes. Isn't there a statute of limitations on that one at some point?
We get that rhymes. Off the air, I was complaining a lot about the fact that dads and grads rhyme.
Yes.
And we just can't get past that as a society. We just can't.
Nope.
There's no way to move on. Those two words rhyme. Are you kidding? And it's pretty much the same time of year. Wow. Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Really?
I mean,
the way the guy says it, like in your face. Yeah. I mean, it's almost just like this. Look, I know you think you know what you believe.
Right.
But when I lay this on you, you're going to go, oh, you know what? You're right. It was Eve. It wasn't Steve.
I misunderstood that. I need a dude.
But his intensity is so like,
God, I hate these people.
A marriage is between Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Now, I understand
well,
that there's...
up until today.
I understand that there's both sides of the argument, and I understand people who don't believe that gay people should be married. I don't understand the getting in people's face and hating.
And going out and protesting like this at someone's marriage.
Some kind of perverse joy out of hating people.
And you get that straight.
Well, Robin and Diane
and,
were married
put
today.
The emphasis on
Thank you
straight.
To the Supreme Court.
No, he didn't. Get that straight and put straight. The emphasis on straight.
I love that
he
guy.
He makes me want to be gay.
Me too.
I don't want to be anything like that guy.
I don't either. But I don't want to be gay. Those are my two choices.
No.
And sir,
you're an abomination.
Thank you very much.
You're an abomination.
Now there I agree that she's an abomination. Just Gloria Allred.
He was just talking to Gloria.
Yeah.
Oh, is it just Gloria? He's fine with the couple at this point now. Just get Gloria away.
Exactly.
Appreciate it. And one thing
you're an abomination.
One thing your voice cannot solve.
Marriage is for having children.
Do you dare let me speak or are you insecure about
You've
that?
You've done all the speaking you
okay.
need to speak.
This is the ultimate word, the Supreme Court of...
Now they both start yelling.
Yeah, there's no talking to that guy.
In America.
That's it. Anybody want it?
You're going to be
Anybody
the cause of
it?
The fall of
Supreme
America.
Court.
Take my
Supreme
word.
Court.
Would you legalize the marriage between a man and an animal?
You make money promoting sin.
Come on.
By the way, clearly man marrying animal is next. There's no question that happens.
Slippery
right?
slope, man. Slippery slope.
Absolutely.
You think they're done, by the way?
I love you've said enough. I've loved that nobody needs to hear anymore about what you have
no,
to say.
Because... you've done all the speaking you need to speak. It's the best line ever.
You make money promoting sin.
Here's the sin.
Would you legalize that marriage?
You make money promoting sin.
You are an illegal prostitute. That's what you are. You sell your soul for another top pick and signature on a slave sin.
Start
you're the hating. You hate traditional values.
You
need to repent. I'm telling you.
And you
family.
You need to repent.
I'm not ashamed to stand with them.
Really? Oh, you're
all wearing sunglasses. Oh, yeah. You don't want to give your name. Right.
You should be ashamed.
What? What? Well, how did it go to your wings?
What's going on?
Everybody knows you can't recognize a dude with sunglasses. No possible way to tell who that is. Is it possible to hate her and the protesters?
Yes, of course I believe it is.
How dare you come out here and hide behind those sunglasses, sir? I don't know. Maybe it was sunny out.
I don't know who you are, but one of these days when I catch you without your sunglasses, I'll know. Then you'll be in some trouble, Duke.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
We pay for the call, and we give you a prize just for being on the air for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew, 1-800-520-1067. And today it's a copy of The Born Conspiracy for Xbox 360 and a brand new Aleaf Jawbone Bluetooth headset. That's a mouthful. So won't you please enjoy?
All right, let's begin with Chris, who is calling from Long Beach. Good morning, Chris.
How you doing? Oh, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, Chris?
Hey, yesterday I was happening to watch the Sports Center, and they were saying that the Boston Celtics flight out of Los Angeles got delayed 6 hours. They didn't make it home until after 11 o'clock their time due to a crack in their windshield.
Nice.
I heard that, yeah.
How about that?
I like it. I hope it was a Laker fan that broke the windshield.
That's what I was thinking, if it was somebody out there looking up for the Lakers.
Fantastic.
This is a brutal travel schedule, even with that day off to just travel. I mean, you know what you guys feel like when you fly all the way cross country. And then imagine having to play professional basketball after flying all the way across country. That's rough.
But look at the shape we're in. We can deal with that.
That's true.
Speaking of shape, did you see I always say that baseball players aren't real athletes.
Right.
You see the guy last night, I think it was, the Yankee pitcher, who blew out his foot because he had to run the bases?
No.
He had to run. That's all he had to do. He just had to run, and his leg fell off.
Athletes. This is interleague play right now, so the pitchers have to bat if they're in a National League park. So maybe that's what happened. Maybe that's what
you're talking
about.
He didn't get hurt at bat. He didn't get hit with a pitch, or are you sliding into home?
Just running?
Running. Blew his leg out. Running.
Yeah.
He's a finesse athlete. He does his work from standing in one spot. Oh, hey, speaking of the Lakers, let's talk to Aaron in Alhambra. He's on line 8 this morning on the Kevin Bean Show.
Can you not do anymore?
Alhambra.
Hey, how you guys doing Alhambra. Over there?
We are good, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing, baby boo?
I'm good.
I'm over here. I just want to bring up a good subject. I know you guys don't like Sarah Jessica Parker, but is it just me or does Sam Gasol and Sarah Jessica Parker look alike? I don't know if you guys ever seen those split images on the NBA playoffs for the commercial. Don't you just think both of their horse faces are going to be coming up at the same time?
Are you calling from a helicopter?
pretty much. On the side of the freeway. I work for the state.
He works for the state.
Oh, he works for the state.
Galtrans.
So you're saying right. Sam Cassell and Sarah Jessica Parker look like horses?
No, Pau Gasol.
Yeah. Oh, Pau Gasol. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Okay.
Sam Cassell is clearly an alien. There's no way he looks like a horse.
Pau's a horse.
Yeah.
Pau's a horse. Okay.
All right.
Although Alex is Pau's more of an ostrich, so I don't know what to think now.
Mm. All right, let's go to Jim and Torrance. Good morning, Jim.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
Lisa, man, I need your help. I need to know why women are bad. There's a women are spending $200 for a new spa treatment. It's called the Geisha Facial.
Oh, my God.
There's a new way to get a facial. And what is that?
They are having bird poop spread on their face from the nightingale.
There is a new way to get a facial.
What?
It's a nightingale,
Nightingale poop?
Nightingale poop, yeah.
That's good for their face?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Hey, listen, women are not lining up for this. It's something that some high-end spas offer, and some women
will
try
anything. Some suckers are paying $200 for bird poop.
If I try to get near my girlfriend with a facial going, I get kicked to the couch.
Yeah, and you should, by the way.
But you're no nightingale.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly.
There is a new way to get a facial.
Let's talk to Marvin in Los Angeles. He's on line 4 here this morning. This is the kind of celebrity sighting that you never actually happens to you. Marvin, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
What it do?
What it do?
What it do?
Yeah, I work at Jamba Juice at Rodeo Drive, and Kim Kardashian walks in.
Goddamn!
Looks like she just got out of the shower.
Yeah.
What?
And sure is see-through.
Oh! Oh, you dreamed this, dude.
Dude, no, man.
You're
no.
saying that her shirt was actually wet
and she was soaked through?
Either that or her nipples were just really hard.
Well, I mean, I guess that's possible.
I like to think both.
Wouldn't you know the difference?
I would like to think both as well. Yeah, I would think you could tell the difference.
Maybe she walked through a sprinkler. Maybe she was walking to the Jamba Juice and the sprinklers went on.
I think this guy just woke up from a dream.
No, I do.
Yeah,
maybe somebody thought I was gone.
Yeah, Reggie Bush made it rain. Reggie Bush made it rain.
Those pictures of little Kimmy in the bikini in Monaco. I don't know if you guys have seen those going around.
Of course
or not.
We have. Yeah.
She has quite the booty.
What?
Turns out.
Yeah. Turns out she does.
Huh.
It's funny because she's not famous for that, but wow.
Can we talk to Patrick to see whether Kevin's bad or not? Can we?
Well, this guy
we've been having this battle for some time now here in the studio.
Hey, Patrick.
What it do, nephew?
What it do, Patrick?
Oh, boy.
So, I was at the premiere Get Smart last night, and Anne Hathaway was there.
And?
Yes.
Completely hot in the movie. She looked like a skeleton.
Yeah.
Absolutely sick. Thin. They rushed her off right after the movie. It was awful.
She went to get an IV? They rushed her. Took her to the emergency room so she could gain some weight.
But how hot is she in that movie, though?
She's been hotter in different movies, but she looked really full and good, and she just looked awful after.
Okay, so is he calling to say that I'm wrong or what?
I didn't know. That's why I wanted to go
about that.
You're wrong, bitch.
She looked awful.
Thank you.
She looks great in the movie, though. She looks great in the movie.
Great in all her movies. Awful in life.
All
right, let me put it another way. Let me rephrase the question, sir. Would you hit it?
Not looking like that.
No, if you
might
break it. You might break it if you hit it.
That's saying something.
Please,
I didn't even
Patrick.
Want to touch her. I thought I'd break her in half.
She might shatter like Sam Jackson in Unbreakable.
All right, thanks for the call, dude. That's very bad news. I'm sorry to hear that. And Anne, if you're listening, we love you. We want you to gain a little weight, okay?
Get a sandwich.
All right, let's go to Ryan in Costa Mesa. Good morning, Ryan.
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby Lou?
What it do, Ryan?
Going on.
I want to talk about that new Incredible Hulk movie that came out over the weekend. I liked it. I thought it was pretty good, action packed. A lot better than the other one that they did over 5 years ago with the Hulk or whatever, which I thought was just completely a waste of money and time.
Well, that's a relief.
At least this has Edward Norton in it. I haven't seen it yet, but I mean, that's what I was hoping.
I know you got. I mean, you got one of the greatest actors, Edward Norton, in it and everything. And I mean, plus, I mean, he always ends up, which was a surprise for me. He normally ends up playing like a bad crazy guy, and this one he actually was a
good crazy guy.
Still crazy, but it was more of a good side on him.
Ryan, I'm glad you called, but tell me something I don't know about the Hulk. Tell me something I don't know. Tell me something that you gleaned from this experience of seeing the Incredible Hulk on screen that you can share with our listeners that they haven't already.
It is. It's better than we were saying.
I mean, I don't know much about the Hulk. I'm not a crazy, like, comic freak. They know everything about this and that and everything. I just go to see a good action movie.
So your point is you enjoyed it. I got it.
Good. Right. Better than the other one.
Seems to be the consensus. Right. So yes. Thanks for sharing on that. I'm glad that call made it through the vigorous screening process. I want to thank all of our special guests on today's show. D.L. Hughley for joining us, appearing at the Comedy and Magic Club tonight and tomorrow night in Hermosa Beach. Go to comedyandmagicclub.com or call 310-372-1193. Guy is always funny. Are you guys with me on that, D.L.?
Yes.
Terrific. Yes. Always funny.
Also, the host of the BET Awards 08, which is going to be Tuesday night on Hard to Believe, BET. And thanks to Sasha Vujicic. Close?
It's not that hard, dude. Chich. Just say Vujicic.
Even you screwed up the first part.
Vujicic.
He's number 18 from your Los Angeles Lakers, and game time against the Celtics is 6 p.m. on the ABC.
Vujicic.
Tomorrow morning, we have an all-new Kevin Amicho. We have LaQuisha talking about A Shot at Love 2 with Tila Tequila. I believe we're going to talk to Tara Patrick tomorrow. Honestly, really. We're going to scare her away.
She is maybe the hottest Asian in the world.
No!
After all that screaming.
She might be the hottest Asian in the world.
Shut up.
The
hottest Asian. You can't do all that.
Who's a hotter Asian? Name a hotter Asian.
Name a hotter Asian? Sung Hee Lee.
Yeah.
Chick from Lost?
I don't know who that is.
No. Okay, fine. I'll name someone that you know. What's her name? The chick from Lipstick Jungle. That halfer.
It's a great conversation. Thanks, Mike. Also, tomorrow we have Adam Yauch of the Beastie Boys talking about his new movie that he shot, Gunning for the Number One Spot. High school basketball. And we're going to do Ask a Midget.
Yes.
Unrelated to, strangely enough, we also have Wee Man on the program tomorrow.
What a coincidence.
Which is strange. So we got that coming up, and we'll talk to Matt Money Smith from Boston about the Lakers game tonight at 6. Go Lakers.
You know, I don't mean to be negative in any way, but a little person,
yeah,
little brain.
Cat Corbett is coming up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including Hope, the new one from Jack Johnson, also Rage Against the Machine coming up. How about some White Stripes, Incubus, new one from Offspring, and more right after this on K-Rock.